For Park Heritage, it was. This is a combination of two skills. Rockville 1-10 last year. Turkey Run 2-8. Of those three wins, two came against each other. So you've got two high schools coming together. A lot of good athletes in both of these high schools, Jake. And although it's a new football team, a new program, you've got an experienced head coach who I know has put a very nice staff together. You've got some kids that have played a lot of football, so expect a lot of good things from Park Heritage.
Very much. I know their quarterback, Logan White, has brings a lot of experience and playing time. And also combine the kids from Rockville, who's had a great tradition and history in terms of football. And you take the kids from Turkey Run, who I know there's some very good athletes coming from that school, and combine those two with a good head coach, you're going to have a good product in the field.
Well, we are down to eight teams in the Wabash River Conference with the consolidation of Rockville and Turkey Run. As we mentioned, nine regular season games. So each conference school will play seven games within the conference. Elsewhere tonight, Covington will be on the road at South Vermilion. That being a WRC matchup, as it will be at Attica. Riverton Park travels to play the Red Ramblers. A couple of out-of-conference ball games. The first takes place at Fountain Central tonight, as they will play the Southmont Mounties. And an interesting matchup tomorrow, Jake, as the North Vermilion Falcons set to kick off at 6 o'clock tomorrow from Gibson Field, that being in Cayuga. I'd encourage you to go out and watch the Falcons. They will entertain a 4A school in Evansville, Bossy. So not sure how that all transpired, but truly a test for the North Vermilion Falcons tomorrow and playing a much larger school.
Very much. To open up your season against a 4A school, a 4A versus a 1A school, I know Coach Crabtree is always up to a challenge, and the Falcons are going to take a big task on tomorrow night when they play Evansville Bossy. But I know they're very excited at North Vermilion about their team, and I'm sure they'll be ready to go tomorrow night at Gibson Field.
Well, interesting enough, I think as much as I can remember for quite some time, Jake, as you talk to coaches in the Wabash River Conference, you talk to those people who are closely associated to football programs, this may be a year in which the Wabash River Conference is as wide open as any. We've got some teams that have hovered around the bottom that look to make a move to the middle to the upper part of the pack, and I'm just not so sure as we've talk to people and look at who teams have lost, and if there's a team that looks to be dominant this year, it's going to be a real exciting year for us here at Waxy covering high school sports, but it always generates a lot more interest if there is a good close race in the Wabash River Conference.
Oh, very much. You have close competition, good quality football. It brings out a lot of fans, a lot of school pride and energy. And this year, this conference, as you talk to the coaches and even witnessing through practice and things, that it's an open conference this year, very balanced. But I do suspect that there are some teams that are favored, and we'll see what that kind of produces early on in the season and as the season progresses.
Well, and I think you always have to look at a Fountain Central as a team that is regularly at the top of the conference standings, but a team that had an outstanding year last year. They were co-WRC champions with South Vermilion. Fountain Central loses a coach, gets a new coach. Anytime you're implementing a new program, you know that there can be some times of learning. And I guess from Fountain Central, as I look, they're out of conference tonight. So helpful, I think, to play a non-conference game, your first one with a new coach. Taking a look at the rankings throughout the state of Indiana, we have the media poll and the coaches poll. Fountain Central rated fourth in both of those polls in single-A football. Covington, 14th in the media and 18th in the coaches poll. And Attica, 15th in the media and 20th in the coaches poll. So we have three schools here early that have gained some recognition for work done at last year. We often know, however, rankings early can be a little bit misleading. Also, to mention, North Central, an opponent of Park Heritage, I believe, in a couple of weeks. They are currently rated number three in both of those polls. They have quite a contingent of young men coming back. Well, Seeger is on the field, warming up, getting their stretching in. Park Heritage walks out of the locker room. They walk to the far side of the field. We're down to about 3.5 minutes before kickoff. We will have we had the initial tip earlier on. We'll have the ceremonial flip of the coin here in just a second. But what a beautiful evening. Sun has gone behind the clouds, which is helpful for us. It allows us to see the field a lot more. Early part of the football season in the press boxes, we're usually looking directly into the sun. But the field looks absolutely beautiful, Jake. Well manicured. Just a beautiful evening. They didn't get any rain up here today. I know we got it down in the southern part of Vermilion County, but things have really set themselves up to be quite an evening here at Seeger High School tonight. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We're going to go ahead and actually wrap up our Ron Construction and Fountain Trust Company pregame show as we get set for kickoff here from Seeger High School. We'll be right back for first quarter action on 104.9 WAXI.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Baldor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
Propane Gas Company invested in you. Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201, or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
North Vermilion will receive. Welcome back to Seeger High School. As we have the captains out in the middle of the field, and it has been determined, I figured I would probably say that at some point in time, the Park Heritage Wolves will receive to open the ball game. It will be Seeger kicking off. Seeger will kick from the north into the field towards the south. They will head into the scoreboard in the opening quarter. Kind of surprises me, Jake. Typically, you want the scoreboard to go into the scoreboard right before half, and obviously at the end of the game, an advantage to see the clock. Seeger chooses to kick the opposite direction. So in talking to Coach Moore, he definitely feels like offensively they're a little ahead of the game than the defense. And in talking to Coach King, he feels like his defense has improved. So it will be an interesting matchup as we get set to kick things off here from Seeger High School. Skin would like to thank Ron Construction and Fountain Trust Company as our pregame show sponsors. Our halftime show will be sponsored by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones financial consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. Our timeout sponsor will be Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. And our postgame show sponsored by the Fountain Trust Company. We are set to kick off. It will be Ethan Lasley to kick off for Seeger. Nice kick. Ball's in the air. It's going to be fielded by Austin Petrillo. He works up the left side, cuts back in the middle of the field, picks up nice yardage. He's brought down just short of the 35-yard line. I think Coach Moore would be very pleased with that field position to start the ball game.
Park Heritage is coming out in their nice black and white uniforms. They are in a shotgun formation. Trips to the right here, Jim. No back. Logan White at quarterback.
Well, an empty backfield to start things off. I suspect we're going to see the ball in the air a pretty good chunk of the time tonight for Park Heritage. Quick screen to the outside, completed to Petrillo, makes a nice cut to the outside. He's going to pick up about 4 yards where he is brought down by Grayson Green.
Nice little quick play there. Great play call by Coach Moore. You want to get yarders on first down. They ever had trips, a real quick fast screen out to Petrillo in the flat. 4 yard gain.
You know, a little pass like that, Jake, nothing more than a long handoff. Good 4 yards on first down. Inside handoff to Kroll. He's met the backfield. I believe that was Lasley that made the initial hit. It's cleaned up by Elijah Green. So it'll be no gain. Maybe a loss of one on the play will bring up, we'll call it third and a long six. Kroll goes in motion out of the backfield. Quick toss to him. He catches a swing pass, has some room up the near side. Good blocking. More than enough for the first down before he's knocked out of bounds. Good perimeter blocking by the receivers downfield allows Kroll to pick up the first down. He actually caught the ball in the backfield. Once he caught the ball, he needed 10 yards. He picks up about 14. Trevor Rapp with a solid block on the outside. Once again, we have trip receivers right, one to the left. Snap is bobbled by White. He's going to run it, and he may get back to the line of scrimmage. It's Cal Steven and Tristan Barnes on the stop. Looks like it'll be a loss of about one. We'll bring up second and 11 for the Wolves. Two receivers right and left. It's, I believe, Curl in the backfield with White. Johnson and Link split to the left. Rapp and Petrillo split to the right. Play comes in from the sideline.
See, you're in a three-down lineman front here, Jim. They're in a 3-3 stack look. Looks like for a linebacker blitz. Inside zone running play up the middle. I believe that's Clay Barker on the carry.
You're exactly right. Barker gets his initial carry of the season. He's going to pick up 4 on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd. And yeah, we'll call it a pickup of 3. It'll be 3rd and 8. 3 receivers right. Single back in the backfield. Thought there was some movement. White stumbles a little bit. Scrambles up in the pocket. Delivers a nice pass through the hands of Johnson. It was Hunter Garrison on the coverage. Made a hit as soon as the ball arrived. That's a pass that you've got to catch clean. It was a bit of a tough pass as the ball was just a little bit outside of him, but I'm sure Coach would say you get your hands on the ball, you need to make the catch.
Very much so. They ran a little hook route there onto Noble Johnson, the freshman, number 25. Ball was a little high, went through his hands. Good hit by the Seeger kid to disrupt the play.
Empty backfield on 4th down. And White's going to step back. I think he'll punt. He is the punter on this team.
Yep, that's what he's going to do. Kick the ball. Nice spiral.
Kicks the ball. Green calls for fair catch. He loses control, falls right in front of him. He drops on it. So about a 2 minute and 33 yard, excuse me, minute drive for Park Heritage. Comes up empty. Seeger's first possession will take place right at the 20 yard line. And we know Seeger got a big lift. At quarterback will be Grayson Green, a young man they projected to be their quarterback last year, but went down with an ACL tear in the summer. So spent all year on the disabled list. Not only do they get a shot in the arm at that position, but Cal Stevens moves from quarterback to the receiver position. Three receivers to the right. Inside handoff. Tackle broken. That is, I believe that's a
carry by Jamison Sprague there, Jim. 5'10", 205-pound sophomore. Looked like a little trap play for a 5-yard gain to the left side. It'll be 2nd and 5 from the 35-yard line.
Well, both teams with nice plays on first down. You always like to pick up that 4 to 6-yard range on first down. I think it gives you a lot more options from an offensive standpoint in terms of calling plays. Single back in the backfield. Three receivers right. Motion comes near side. Fake handoff. Green's going to keep the ball. He's met in the backfield. We'll pick these numbers up as quick as we can, folks. Number 33, Curtis Stoltz. 6'2", 200-pound defensive end. Makes the play. We'll call it a pickup of one. We'll bring up third and about four for Seager. Both teams very similar, and they don't huddle up, Jake. We see that a lot now. Plays come in from the sideline through signals. A lot of players with bands that indicate the play in formation. Green on the keeper. Well defended by the Falcons. Excuse me, by the Wolves. It is Max Sliz. Makes the hit in the backfield. Drops Green for a loss of one. That play went nowhere. It was to be an option to the right. A lot of credit to the left defensive end. Didn't allow Green to get to the edge. Forced him up inside. Sliz cleaned things up. So it'll be fourth and four. Seager in at punt formation. Good snap. Kick is away. End over end. Hits it about the 45. It's going to be fielded by Kroll. And he gets across the 50-yard line before he's brought down. Outstanding field position for Park Heritage, first and 10. 7:21 in our opening quarter as we switch from offense to defense. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Football on 104.9 WAXI.
Looking for medical care? Visit Valley Professionals Community Health Center with locations in Clinton, Terre Haute, Bloomingdale, Cayuga, Crawfordsville, and Rockville. Valley Professionals Community Health Center provides primary health care, behavioral health care, dental care, and other services for all individuals and families. Accepting new patients along with Medicaid, Medicare, commercial insurance, and sliding fee scale. Valley Professionals Community Health Center. Visit valleyprohealth.org. Local health care you can trust.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969, FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions. Direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back to Seager High School. Quick play before we came back on air. Logan White finds Petrillo over the middle on a go route. It's a pickup of 30 yards as Petrillo hit the ground. The ball popped loose, but the official said the ground caused a fumble. So the Wolves set up in good field position inside the 20-yard line. First and 10, ball spotted at the 19, a quick timeout by Coach Moore. I think very critical here. I think he realizes how important it could be to get the first score of the ball game.
Oh, very much so. Good play call on that play. It was trips on the right-hand side. Petrillo has already shown some athleticism and a catch earlier. They run a route combination of the two wide receivers. Petrillo went down the seam. White did a great job looking off the defender to the left and hit Petrillo down the middle and made a great catch. And in scoring position here. And if Park Heritage came up with a score on this drive, they would definitely have the momentum here at this early part of the game.
Well, I will tell you this. They're already in field goal range with Ben Link, one of the premier kickers last year from Turkey Run. He is a senior this year on Park Heritage. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 North of Belmore. Also, your hometown proud, IJ Stores in Rockville and Clinton, WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10, WTHI, coverage you can count on. And Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. So I'm not sure. We may have had back-to-back timeouts, Jake.
Another timeout by Seager. Either a personnel change or something going on, just trying to calm the kids down and recognizing the importance of this possession here. Park Heritage is showing some athleticism in terms of their skill players. We have yet to see Seager throw the ball. Park Heritage is not afraid to do that. They've thrown four times so far. Logan White's 3 for 4 for 48 yards. Petrillo has 34 of those.
You know, they've got a wealth of not only experience but athletes on the edge that they can attack you with. Two receivers right. Inside handoff to Rapp. He's met in the backfield. I believe that's Lasley. It is Lasley on the tackle. It's going to be a loss of about 4 on the play. That'll bring up 2nd and 14. The helmet comes off. So Rapp will be forced to head to the sideline.
That last play there, Jim, they tried to run a stretch play where White was going to read the defensive end. The defensive end closed. He handed the ball to Rapp and came out and made a great tackle by Seeger. A full new one on the outside line, on the outside linebacker play there.
Blink into the lineup. He'll move to the left. Three receivers to the right. White drops, looks to his left. Now he's forced to scramble out of the pocket. Has some room to run. He has positive yards. He's going to pick up. Looks like it's going to be about 9 to 10 yards on the scramble. Good recognition. Like the fact they didn't try to force a pass in. You're in the red zone. He's forced out of bounds at the 14. It's going to bring up 3rd and a very manageable 5. And in this position, Jake, you've got a lot of options. You can choose, you know, 2 plays to pick up your 5 yards. But as I mentioned, you have an outstanding field goal kicker in Ben Link.
Yeah, Coach Moore has got a lot of options here. They're in a doubles look. Back to pass, White scrambling, Jim. He's going to look like he's going to get hit. Makes a great move. He's going to be close to the first down.
I think he's going to come up short, Jake. But I tell you, just an outstanding job by Logan. He could have been dropped about 7 to 10 yards in the backfield. But really a good job with the feet. Kind of darts in and out of some traffic. Able to get positive yards. Brings up 4th and 2. Coach Moore sends the play in from the sideline. 2 receivers right and left. Barker in the backfield. White calls signals. He now takes a look over to Coach Moore. He gets a new call, and we're going to have another timeout. Timeout on the field. We'll take a timeout as well. 5:30 to go in quarter one. Seeger 0, Park Heritage 0. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
Take advantage of the back-to-school sale all week long at your Rockville and Clinton IGA stores. Save on mac and cheese, pizza rolls, fruit side or Greek yogurt, paper towels, Pop-Tarts, lunch makers, seedless grapes, boneless pork sirloin, and fresh green beans. Save this week and every week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton.
I thought he would kick it.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer.
I think he'll throw something.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back to first quarter action here at Seeger High School, Park Heritage, and at Seeger yet to score. And as we suspected, it'll be Ben Link attempting a field goal. It'll be a 28-yard field goal attempt. Plenty of leg. I think he splits the uprights, and your first points in Park Heritage history. It's a field goal by Ben Link. Something that we have grown more accustomed to in Wabash River Conference play the last couple of years, Jake. Kicking has been outstanding, and Ben Link, one of the better, nails the 28, 29-yard field goal, and clearly he's got a leg that you could move him out to 40-plus.
Oh, yeah, he's got a great leg. Saw him warming up here kicking. Outstanding distance, good accuracy, and I've heard he's an outstanding young man, Jim, which makes that even more special. I've heard he's a top-notch kid, great student, and wonderful athlete to watch. This was a pleasure to see him have success out there tonight.
Absolutely. So 5:26, it'll be Park Heritage to kick off. Ben Link will handle those duties as well. For Seager, it'll be Hunter Garrison along with Payson Wolf. I think from Coach King's perspective, he's probably a bit relieved that they give up just the three. But now you've got to come back and do something offensively.
And here's the approach.
Link with a good kick. It's going to be fielded at about the 10-yard line by Green. Starts dancing, makes a move to the outside, picks up a block. He's going to be brought down at about the 29. Nice coverage by Park Heritage. A little too much dancing by Green allowed Pursuit to catch him. So at the 29-yard line, Seager will take over. Would like to thank Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA, Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton, Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, and Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Three receivers right, one to the left. Little play action here. Green has some pressure. Pass is picked off. He threw it right into the hands.
Cole Jones, Jim. He made a great play. Diving catch there. Number 40 inside linebacker. Looked like it was a screen play to the left. Got pressure, threw it. Great play by Jones.
Right place at the right time. Not sure if Green was trying to get rid of the ball. There was not a receiver within 5 to 7 yards. So one of the keys for Coach King was to not turn the ball over. You turn it over at the 35-yard line. So golden opportunity for the Wolves. They have the momentum. They lead by three, 5:10 to go in our opening quarter. White takes the snap, looks to his left, throws the ball deep to Link, well defended. That is Hunter Garrison. And a good position defensively to knock the pass down and to bring up second and 10 for Park Heritage. I like that, though, Jake. You score points, you get a quick turnover, go for the quick hitter.
Might as well. That creates a momentum shift like nothing else. And if you can quit a pick hitter like that, it could put a lot of pressure on the opposing team.
A quick shift. Three receivers left. It's now Rapp in the backfield in motion. Quick pass to him. Comes up short. The question is, was that a lateral? Very quickly, the official calls it an incomplete pass. It was close. So third and 10, ball on the 35-yard line of Seager.
I don't think I mentioned it at the time. That was kicking the field goal.
Pick up 5 yards here. You're clearly in field goal range for Link. White, empty backfield. Three defensive linemen, just one linebacker, as the outside linebacker is forced to drop into coverage. Ball thrown deep. And nice coverage on the backside. That's Jalen Young from that linebacker position, forced to shift to the outside. We do have a flag on the field right at the line of scrimmage. It's an illegal receiver downfield.
That was the first appearance from sophomore Dawson Porter, Jim. He ran a nice little fade route from the slot position. Ball was underthrown. The penalty, they declined it.
Penalty is declined. That'll bring up fourth and 10. I think you will see Park Heritage go for it with the ball at the 35-yard line. Would I like to thank Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Edward Jones, financial consultant, Greg Harbison in Clinton, and Overpeck Gas Company, propane exceptional energy in Marshall and at Covington. Once again, empty backfield. White uses a hard count, can't draw Seager off sides. And on the field, we will have another timeout. And with that, we'll send it back to studio. We'll be right back. 4:55 in our opening quarter. Park Heritage 3, Seeger 0.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Welcome back to Seeger High School. Jim Foster, Jake Weber. Fourth down. Ball snapped to White. Shuffles the feet, gets to the outside, throws underneath. Caught by Petrillo, I believe. It's enough for a first down. He needed 10. He got 11. A lot of credit to White in that situation. Had some pressure. Sidestepped to the outside. Found Petrillo, who worked from the right side of the field on the crossing route to the left.
I was actually kind of surprised there, Jim. I thought Park Heritage would punt. They ran a trips formation with a tight end on the right side. They rolled right, left. Petrillo did a nice job running an out route, gaining 11 yards.
White's going to keep the ball. Works up the left side. Breaks a couple of tackles. Still on the move. He's inside the five. He dives into the end zone, I believe. It's touchdown, Park Heritage. Logan White from 24 yards out. Jake, I have to believe he broke four or five tackles. He's really showed good footwork here in the ball game. When he's dropped back, he's avoided pressure at times. He scrambled, picked up positive yards, and that time breaks three or four tackles, gets into the end zone for the first touchdown in Park Heritage football history.
They ran another stretch read play there to the left, and White has shown a lot of mobility, a much improved mobility from last year. Dodged a few tacklers, went left, down the sideline, cut back right, ran over a tackler for a touchdown.
There we go. It'll be Link attempting the extra point. Good snap. Ball's down. Kick is good. Park Heritage builds a 10-0 lead at the 4:23 mark of our opening quarter. We'll take another timeout, sponsored by Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton, on 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick's today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience making shopping for a new pre-owned or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find an experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to assist you.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back. First quarter action here at Seeger High School. Wolves with a 10-0 lead. It'll be Ben Link to kick off from his 40-yard line. Once again, Wolf. It's an onside kick, and it's going to come up, I believe, a yard short. So that will give Seeger outstanding field position. Ball spotted at the 49-yard line. Oh, so close, Jake. Not sure who the man on the front line was for Seeger, but was very fortunate there. The ball took the bounce that it did, or it would have caught his leg.
Hey, I thought that was an excellent play call by Coach Moore. You have the lead 10-0. They did see the upfront guy kind of leave early, maybe the last kickoff, and Link kicked an almost perfect kick, just bounced and rolled back the wrong way. But the Park Heritage had an opportunity for an onside kick to really control seas of the game. Interesting note here, Jim. In the first half so far, our first quarter, Park Heritage has run 15 plays. Seegers only ran 4 plays.
Clearly, Park Heritage has dominated quarter number one. Seeger in Park Heritage. And Green, his pass is picked off. I believe that's safety Reese Simpson. As the ball goes through the hands of the would-be receiver, that was Elijah Green. Not sure the ball didn't get on him so quick. He didn't really see it coming. Deflected right into the hands of Reese Simpson. So consecutive possessions have resulted in turnovers for Seeger. 2 interceptions.
This is not what Coach King wanted, how he wanted to start the game. He thought the key to this game was the turnover battle. They went back to that screen where they had the slot back on the right side, kind of sneak back out in the flat on the left side. Reese Simpson did a good job flowing to the play, just a hot pass right there to pick it off.
3 receivers to the left. White rolls to the left. Nice black in the backfield by Barker. Petrillo is the would-be receiver. Pass is incomplete. Future X Industry scoreboard do have a score that has come in. Covington leads at South Vermillion, 6-0. I believe 2.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Thought that would be a very interesting ball game, Jake, much like this one. Inside handoff to Barker. Has a little bit of room to run. He's going to pick up about 4 yards on the play. Brought down by Stevens and Lasley. Barker does get into Seeger territory. Ball just short of the 49-yard line. Not a very quick first quarter. Of course, I think that happens when the ball's in the air as much as it has been between these two ball clubs. Empty backfield. White stands alone. Gets some pressure. Steps inside. In and out of the hands of Petrillo. Had a lot of room to run had he caught that pass. Once again, good work in the pocket by Logan White. Lasley on the edge. Gets around the tackle, but White steps up inside.
Empty backfield there, Jim, as you mentioned, and they ran a little hitch route with Petrillo in the slot. They had someone deep. White missed him early, threw a hot pass to him, incomplete. 4th down, empty backfield again, Jim. Will they punt, or are they going to go for it here? Midfield.
I think we'll be able to tell. White drops about 3 extra yards. I think that will be a punt. Almost blocked. Forces a kick to the left. It's going to roll dead at the 25-yard line, so the Patriots dodge a bullet, Jake. Clearly all the momentum right now on the side of the Wolves. And thus far in the first quarter, Seeger's really shown an anemic offense.
Yeah, very much so. They came out on their opening drive trying to establish the running game, and they didn't have much luck at all. Then Coach King was going to the screen game, ran 2 screen plays, interceptions, but Park Heritage was not able to capitalize on that last one. Still 10-0, still a manageable game here. Seeger, if they can put together a drive, can get back in this ball game and keep it close, and we could have a second half up to coming.
Inside handoff to 25. I believe you told me that was Sprague. That is Jamison Sprague. Well defended by Rockville on the right side defensively. We'll call it a pickup of 1. Defensive line for Park Heritage. Max Sliz, Jarrett Ferguson, Braden Hardman, and Curtis Stoltz. Your linebackers are Clay Barker, Cole Jones. Defensive backfield made up of Seth Bollinger, Reese Simpson, Jalen Kerr, Austin Pertillo, and Ben Link. A lot of pressure. Pass up the field. It's caught by Stevens as he comes back to catch the football. So the first down of the ball game, I believe, for Seeger. Boy, did they need it. Green rolls to his left. Found Stevens isolated on Link. Pass may have been underthrown a little bit, but a good job of making adjustment on the ball for Stevens. Ball spotted at the 48-yard line for Seeger. Inside handoff. He's met right at the line of scrimmage. Try to pick up some numbers for you. That's Hartman and Stoltz. Cole Jones as well in the mix. Good job of the defense of Park Heritage swarming to the football. And I'll tell you, Jake, that was one of the concerns of Coach Moore, but so far we've seen a pretty stout defense.
Very much up front. They have been solid against the run. Not much happening on the line play from Seeger. Coach Moore has been divvying it up between a four-man front, three-man front, bringing some pressure, but not much movement up front for the Patriots.
Fake on the inside handoff. Quick pass. It's caught by Elijah Green. He's going to pick up about two on the play. And I think what we've seen, Grayson Green, we've not really seen him drop into the pocket. Everything he's done has really been working to his left, which for a right-hander is a much more difficult pass than it would be if he's rolling to his right. But we've seen a play very similar to that about three or four times for Seeger.
Yep. They've been liking that screen play where they have Elijah Green line up in the right slot, and they sneak him out to the left for the flat for a screen. But it's been good play for the Park Heritage Wolves on the defensive side of the ball.
Pass up the field is caught by Hunter Garrison. He may have been the receiver on the last play. I think he was. So two really nice catches. In his face was Seth Bollinger.
A little fade route there to Garrison. He ran out the side, got bumped out by Bollinger, came back and played, caught the ball very high with two hands. Well-thrown ball by Green. Very executed play.
A lot of credit to him to get off of that bump and to get in his route. Green's going to roll to his right, has a receiver open. And pass not thrown very well as he had an open receiver on the far side. It was Wolf. Ball did not seem to come out very good, Jake. It really floated on him, sailed over the head of Wolf. Had he thrown a strike, Wolf would have definitely had a first down and maybe an opportunity to pick up another 10 yards up that right sideline.
Yep, just a little high thrown ball. Good route by Wolf on the right side. Ran a nice 10-yard out route. Just the ball was thrown high by Green.
Two receivers right and left. Single back in the backfield. Green on a straight drop. Gets some pressure. Ball thrown up the field. He underthrows Garrison this time. Well defended by Bollinger. Pressure. It was Petrillo making contact with Green just as he was releasing the ball. So it will bring up third and 10. Well, I would be totally shocked right here if Coach King is not thinking we've got two plays to pick up this 10 yards. I don't see Seeger punting from this position on the field. Clock is down to 29 seconds here on our opening quarter. Green rolls to the right. It's a bit of a bootleg. He breaks containment, gets to the outside. Now throws the ball up the field. It's complete to Sprague. He's going to be brought down at the 10. I believe that's Simpson and Petrillo. Ball comes loose, but they will say Ground caused the fumble. So we've seen Logan White do a lot of damage with the feet for Park Heritage. It's now Grayson Green as he scrambles, throws a strike to Sprague in the middle of the field. And it'll be first, I believe it's first and 10. I don't believe Seeger can get a first down. That's going to take us to the end of quarter number one. It's been a good one for Park Heritage as they lead at 10-0 over the Seeger Patriots. Stay tuned for second quarter action on 104.9 WAXI.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
Hi, but thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Welcome back as we get set for second quarter action from Seeger High School. On 104.9 WAXI, Jim Foster, Jake Weber is my partner this evening. We've had some scores come in on our FutureX Industries scoreboard. Let's get to those. All of these games at the beginning of the second quarter. Covington leads South Vermillion 6-0. Riverton Park and Attica after one, no score. Southmont and Fountain Central tied at 7. That game also at the conclusion of the first quarter. Here, Park Heritage 10, Seeger 0. However, Seeger knocking on the door, first and goal at the 10-yard line as we begin second quarter play. Inside handoff. Had a little bit of a hole. Runner cuts back to the right.
Tristan Barnes on the carry, Jim. They had two back on the right-hand side, a little trap play to the left. Barnes did a good job being patient, cut through the hole, gained 2 yards on the play, second and 8 for the Patriots.
Really think if he would have tried to get to the edge, Jake, I think there was a little bit more room to run to the outside. He cut back into the linebackers, as you mentioned, a 2-yard pickup on first down will bring up second and goal from the 8-yard line. Three receivers right, one to the left. Barnes in the backfield, handoff fake. Green with a lot of pressure is forced to get rid of the ball. Once again, it's Petrillo. FutureX Industries scoreboard update. Wildcats get on the scoreboard. They lead the Trojans 8-6. 9.5 minutes to go in quarter number two. That game being played at South Vermillion. So the incomplete pass will bring up, well, I'm saying incomplete pass, but it must have been complete, Jake. So it was caught on the 4-yard line. It'll bring up third and goal from the 4. Once again, they try to run that option play, but right now, Park Heritage dominating the line of scrimmage. Green's going to pick up maybe a half yard on the play. It's going to bring up fourth. We'll call it a long 3. Hartman and Stoltz once again all over Green in that situation.
Coach Batty, the defensive coordinator from Rockville, is doing a good job mixing up the fronts. He'll show you a 4-man front at times and then a 3-man front, showing some different type of pressure, different type of looks, and that's causing some difficulty up front for Seeger to get the running game going.
Well, we have another timeout on the field. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. Your construction general contractor in Clinton will be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Looking for medical care? Visit Valley Professionals Community Health Center with locations in Clinton, Terre Haute, Bloomingdale, Cayuga, Crawfordsville, and Rockville. Valley Professionals Community Health Center provides primary health care, behavioral health care, dental care, and other services for all individuals and families. Accepting new patients along with Medicaid, Medicare, commercial insurance, and sliding fee scale. Valley Professionals Community Health Center. Visit valleyprohealth.org. Local health care you can trust.
Welcome back on the play out of the timeout. It's a Seeger touchdown. It is a pass from Grayson Green to Kane Steven. Steven out of the slot position with the touchdown pass, able to just sneak in the end zone. Cuts a lead to 10-6. And the extra point attempt. It'll be Lasley. Good snap. Ball down. Kick in the air. Plenty of height. It splits the uprights. And it's now a three-point ball game as as Park Heritage leads 10-7, 9:53 to go here in quarter number two. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. Bloomington Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone, Bloomingdale, Rockville, and Coloma areas. FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute. Valley Professionals Community Health Centers with eight locations, including the Mobile Bus and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Well, to say that that was a much-needed score of any type, Jake, is really an understatement for Coach King.
Very much. Not much happening on the offensive side of the ball for Seeger early on, but they needed that score right there to get back in the game, get the momentum swing back to their side. Grayson Green did making plays with his feet and with throwing the ball. Much needed score for the Patriots. 10-7 ball game with 9:53 to play. We'll see what Park Heritage does here to answer.
Well, it will be Lasley to kick off. Clay Barker and Trevor Rapp sit on the back line for Park Heritage. I believe it's Kroll. Sits outside to the right. Short kick. It's going to be fielded by Kroll. Nice move in the middle of the field. He's going to be brought down at about the 34-yard line, so respectable field position for Coach Moore and the Wolves as they will begin their first drive here in the second quarter. Of course, you're always looking for answers, Jake. Seeger cuts the lead to 3, and really for the most part, first half has been dominated by Park Heritage.
I'm wondering if on the Seeger Patriots side, on the defensive ball, one of the adjustments they might make is to send some pressure on White on the quarterback play because he's doing a lot of throwing. They're not getting back to back though.
Well, you got a little quick screen to the outside. Kroll picks up a block on the outside by Petrillo. He comes back to get the pass. He's able to pick up about 8 yards on the play. So it'll be second and 2. Ball just across the 40 to 41-yard line.
As I was saying that there, Jim, Lasley brought a lot of pressure there, hit White, but a good play call by Coach Moore to get a quick screen out in the flat, 8-yard gain.
Straight drop, as you mentioned, a little pressure, but White able to elude the pressure. He's going to have more than enough for the first down. Breaks a tackle. Inside the 40-yard line is Seeger. He's brought down at the 34. That's Young and Green, but a huge pickup. Which
23-yard gain there by White. He is showing a lot of mobility with his feet, doing a great job back there at the quarterback position. Made a guy miss, broke some tackles, shoulders forward, big yard gain, 23-yard gain run by White.
Snap to White, and he's going to keep the ball up the gut. He picks up about 8, but a penalty flag in the middle. I'm sure that will be some type of hold about 5 yards downfield. I tell you, in talking to both coaches, Coach Moore was very concerned that he didn't feel like his team was physical enough, Jake. But I tell you what, he's got to be very pleased with what he's seen here in the first half. I think they've played very physical on both sides of the football. Coach King, on the other hand, I think needs to be concerned. Missing a lot of tackles, a lot of broken tackles, especially by quarterback Logan White.
Yeah, White is doing a great job in this ball game, proving himself to be a tough guy to tackle. Up front, the Park Heritage Wolves are showing pretty solid play. I know that's something Coach Moore will be very pleased with.
In the shotgun, White takes a snap. Quick toss to the outside. Noble Johnson, the freshman, cuts back to the outside. Still on his feet. Still on his feet inside the 20. So an outstanding run by the freshman. It's going to be more than enough for a Wolves first down. And right now, if you watch the way Seager's trying to defend this, Jake, with those three receivers, they've got a safety that's playing about 12 to 15 yards downfield. I think Coach Moore has picked up on that. They're blocking the two defenders at the line of scrimmage, forcing that safety to come from 15 yards to make the play. And Park Heritage just has athletes that are too good in space to try to bring down. And a very good job right now of Park Heritage exploiting the defense that they're being faced with. There is a timeout on the field. Coach King not pleased with what he's seeing on the defensive side of the football.
Coach King has to be concerned with what he's seeing on the defense side of the football. I know they're going to make some adjustments here at halftime. I think it's important that they hold strong here to not let Park Heritage get a score and to go up by some more points. On Coach Moore's side and Park Heritage, they're doing a great job keeping the defense off balance. They're throwing some quick screens, some long routes, mixing up some inside runs, and allowing White to create on his own is providing a good offensive package that keeps the Patriots on their toes.
And interesting enough, I believe Coach Moore is the offensive coordinator for Park Heritage. And Coach Moore, the son, is the defensive coordinator for Seager High School.
Right, yeah. So I think the elder Moore here is having his way with his son. But I know his son's an excellent coach, was a really great player. I'm sure he's coaching up his defense really strong. He's trying to get them to play with more emotion, some more energy on that side of the ball. If they can make some more tackles early on in the play, that will help them immensely as they try to hold strong on the defensive side for the Patriots.
8:09 to go in quarter two. Ball at the 20-yard line for Park Heritage. Snap to White. Inside handoff to Rapp. Has some room to run. He gets down to the 11-yard line. Can't help but to think the run's going to start opening up a little bit, Jake, as the Wolves have had so much success on throwing the football to the outside. It's going to soften up that defense. An official's timeout. Some type of equipment issue, quickly taken care of. Inside handoff again to Rapp. Inside the 10, down to about the 6. He'll have enough for a first down.
On the past two plays there, they ran a little counter action where they pull the guard and the tackle. They kick out that defensive end, try to lead the tackle up. Rapp's hitting the hole hard. A nice little punch there for an inside run game that you needed to develop, and Park Harris is showing that.
First and goal at the 6. Quick pass to the outside. Petrillo with a catch. Has a lot of room to run. He gets into the end zone untouched from that slot position. That's what I was talking about earlier. The safety's playing so far off a good athlete like Petrillo, if you're going to have to come up and make a play on him, you're going to have a difficult time.
Very much. And the if the safety is reading the quarterback play there, that was an interesting look because they pulled the guard and tackle again. Same play. It looked like it was going to be the same run play. Faked it. That held maybe held the safety a little longer. Just threw a ball out to Petrillo. He just had to make one move on a guy, and he's athletic enough to do that in for the score.
Second touchdown of the first half for Park Heritage.
There's the snap.
Link on the kick. It is good. He is 2 for 2. Extra points. He has one field goal for 5 points in the ball game. So the touchdown extends the lead back to 10 for Park Heritage at 7:24. Let's take a look at our Future X Industries scoreboard. Just one update. South Vermillion 2 points better than Covington, 8-6 that game in the second quarter. Riverton and Attica still no score at the start of the second. Southmont and Fountain Central tied at 7 at Seeger High School. Park Heritage with a 10-point lead, 17-7. Unlike basketball, Jake, football, you jump right into conference play, so you can really ill afford an early season loss. And I think we have a lot of, obviously, we have three conference games tonight, three very competitive games. So right now you've got Park Heritage with a 10-point lead. What a feather in their cap it would be to open up the year with a W. You've got Covington goes on the road to play the defending conference champion in South Vermillion, take an early lead. South Vermillion has retaken a lead, but just by 2 points. And then at Attica, Riverton Park playing an outstanding ball game. Attica, a team that has skills players, a lot of weapons, and that game is 0-0 in the second quarter.
Yeah, good competitive games here out throughout the conference. The Attica team, we had talked before before the broadcast of them being fairly solid this year. They have the Sheridan kid back and the Little kid back, so it's a good thing for the Panthers to be holding strong in that ball game.
Outstanding kick by Ben Link goes into the end zone. It will be a touchback. What a weapon that is, as the average starting field position has been about in between the 30 and 35-yard line, but this time Seeger will be forced to begin the drive from the 20-yard line.
One of the things I'm looking to see here from Coach King as he comes out on this drive here in the second quarter is maybe to open it up a little bit more in terms of spreading the team out, trying to create some diversity a little bit with his passing game and also running game. I know if he can get Green and isolated in some one-on-one situations, he has shown he can do some things with his feet. It'll be interesting to see what we do here with 7:24 left to play.
Well, Garrison, really the only player from Seeger that we've seen stretch the field. Everything else has been real short, real quick. Seeger is going to use their final timeout of the half. Both teams have used their allotment of three timeouts. It is a Valley Pro Construction timeout. Valley Pro, your complete general contractor in Clinton, will take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Football on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you know. 765-832-9401.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back to Live Action. And on first down, it's a scramble by Green. He has enough to pick up the first down. Ball spotted right at the 30-yard line. He was brought down by Christian Young. Three receivers left. Single back in the backfield. Garrison, the lone receiver on this side. And a little screen to the near side as they attempted to get the pass to Tristan Barnes. He may have picked up a couple. There wasn't a whole lot there. Three Park Heritage defenders in the area. Once again, we see that attack of throwing the ball short. I mean, it was about a 2-yard pass.
It seems like every down, Park Heritage is switching up the defense, giving them a different look, sending some pressures from different angles, and that's causing some problems for Seager.
And see, from my perspective, Jake, as an offensive-minded person, if you're switching up defenses, you make it a lot more difficult for me as an offensive coordinator.
Very much so.
And we have flags on the play. Once again, it's a little fade route as the ball is thrown to Garrison downfield. I thought pretty well defended by Bollinger. They'll say a little too much contact. It's going to move the chains. It'll be a 15-yard mark off. Ball will be spotted at the 45-yard line of Seager.
One of the matchups Coach King is looking to take advantage here is with the Hunter Garrison, 6'1", junior wide receiver. He's going up against Seth Bollinger at 5'9". When they're in that four-man look, they have a one-on-one coverage on the outside with him, and they've been trying to throw some fade routes on the right-hand side to Garrison, and they have another look here. Let's see if Coach King goes back to that.
Inside handoff. Good run by Barnes. He's going to pick up about three. It's Young and Jones on the tackle for Park Heritage. And I'll tell you what, a lot of credit to Bollinger. You look out here, he's on an island, Jake. He's playing right up in the face of Garrison. He has no help on the backside.
No help at all, and he's hanging in there. I mean, he's made it very difficult for Green to throw passes to Garrison. Garrison definitely has a height advantage. Garrison has came up with a few passes here tonight, but Bollinger has not given anything up deep. That last play inside zone run, very well blocking up front by Seager. They got a good push on the Wolves.
Now Bollinger right up on the line of scrimmage, inside handoff. It's going to be good for a first down. It's Elijah Green. He'll pick up about 7 yards. Ball into Park Heritage territory at the 45-yard line. And think about that. Garrison is your big play threat. Right now, he's on the line of scrimmage on every play with Bollinger in his face. You want to free him up a little bit? Moving back off the line of scrimmage, slide somebody else up. Put him in motion. Try to free him up a little bit.
Yeah, trying to mix him around. That could be something Coach Keem looks towards the second half here. Seager showing some push up front now. Jim, we've been looking for this. Starting to show some good, solid offensive line play.
Fake on the handoff. Green's going to keep the ball. He tries to get to the outside.
Great tackle.
Nice pursuit by Jalen Kerr. He makes the play at the line of scrimmage.
Kerr playing that hybrid outside linebacker safety type of position, came up and made a great stick on Green. Very good tackle for no yard gain.
Less than 5 minutes to go now.
Seager showed a lot of mixed direction up front, Jim. They're pulling a guard and tackle, moving the other way, sometimes go with a guard and tackle in the backfield. Some counter and misdirection things. Good play there by the Wolves up front, making sure they're strong against that play.
It'll bring up second 10. Green's going to roll to his right, has pressure, throws the ball on the outside. It's caught. That is Wolf. He's going to be about a yard short of the first down. Kerr makes the play defensively. Good throw by Green as he had pressure in his face.
We got number 10, Jacob Hendricks, coming on the field for his first action here tonight at a defensive end.
Third and one. We see a stack to the right. I have to believe Green's going to follow that stack. And as I say that, no, he bounces to the left. He's going to have enough for the first down. Tackled by Noble Johnson.
Seeger had an interesting formation. He called it the stack there, Jim. What they had was a looked like a slot receiver, maybe a tight end, and also a back back there. Looked like a quarterback sweep action. The Wolves shifted over. I think Green saw that, improvised on himself on the play, went to the left, did a good job getting a four-yard gain for a first down.
Probably the best quickness we've seen out of Green here tonight. So first and 10. Ball at the 30-yard line. He's going to roll to his right. Quick throw back to his left. Caught by Garrison. However, Bollinger all over him. And Hendricks with the assist on the tackle. Ran a little screen action, but couldn't shake Bollinger. Bollinger was right on his hip the whole way.
No, they couldn't. They're definitely trying to utilize that matchup. They had trips on the right-hand side, one-on-one coverage again with Bollinger. They rolled Green to the right, ran a kind of little funnel screen there for Green, the wide out. He came in. Bollinger stayed right on his hip, two-yard gain. They did have blockers that field, but good tackle by Bollinger in there.
Three receivers right, one to the left. It's Barnes in the backfield with Green. Couple of shoulder fakes, ball thrown down the field. Good coverage by Petrillo. He's going to knock down the would-be pass. I believe that's...
That's Cal Steven,
number 12. That is Cal Steven. So the incomplete pass will bring up third and 8. Ball just inside the 30-yard line. I'm not sure that looked to me like Lasley had the foot that you could attempt a field goal from nearly as far out as Link.
Yeah, I think they're going to be looking here to get two downs, to get about 8 here, Jim. Trips to the right again. False start. We got a false start on Seager.
So a huge penalty. We've had very few tonight. A very clean opening game by both teams, but that's a killer as you move back 5 yards. Instead of 3rd and 8, pushes you back to 3rd and 13.
Well, in the mix here of this drive, now they're in 3rd and 13. If they can pick up half, that'd be a great play for the Seager Patriots. We have 2:38 here left to play, Jim. 17-7, Park Heritage up.
Two receivers, right and left. Motion by Stevens. He's going to throw the football. He throws it downfield to Garrison. And I think it's an incomplete pass. The ball skipped in. Well defended. That play never developed. I think the pass was attempted a little bit too quick. Wasn't enough deception.
Good discipline, though, by Ben Link. He stayed on that receiver. The receiver showed like he was going to have a block. Garrison was. They ran a handoff to Cale Steven coming around. They ran that play earlier in the game and converted. This time, the Wolves were out fooled. Good job by Link at the corner position.
A 4th and 13. They're going to throw the ball. Here comes pressure. And Green's going to be dropped in the backfield. It is Braden Hartman on the sack. Out at the 39-yard line. Take a quick peek at the clock. Still 2:25. A lot of time for the Wolves. They lead by 10. They get a nice defensive stop. Get the ball back in good field position. That was one of the points I was thinking about. If you're Seager, you don't want to give the ball back to Park Heritage with too much time.
That's right. Not you don't want to do that with very good field position. And now they are in that situation. Park Heritage has the ball on the 39-yard line, 2:25 to play. They have shown that they can move the ball downfield with the passing game. I look into that. That's what's going to happen here for the Heritage. Remember, they don't have any timeouts left. So if Seager can hold strong and not let Park Heritage advance the ball and get into the end zone, that would be a big play for him going into halftime.
Empty backfield. White takes the snap. throws the ball to the near side. Complete to Johnson. It's going to be a pickup of about five on the play. Good tackle on the outside by Seeger. No yards after catch. Keeps the clock running. It'll be under 2 minutes before this snap takes place. Invite you to stay tuned to our halftime show, sponsored by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones Financial Consultant Greg Harbison in Clinton. Well, second five for Park Heritage. Johnson in motion. Near side to far side. Fakes the handoff to Rapp. White steps up. Has a lot of room to run. He's going to be brought down finally by Green, but not before he gets into Seeger territory. The middle opened wide up as White was downfield 10 to 15 yards before any contact came. And right now, Seeger's defense really on their heels, Jake. One back in the backfield. Johnson in motion once again. They fake the handoff. White steps up in the pocket. Has a receiver downfield. It's caught. Well, it's...
We don't have a number there.
We do not have a number. That's number 30. For some reason, I think that's Jalen Kroll. At least that's who it looks like to me. So it is a first down. Ball inside the 10-yard line, spotted at the 8. Still 1:12 to go in the ball game. We have a player down on the field.
Yeah, I think that is Jalen Kroll, Jim. Looks like we had a uniform change. Something must have happened with his uniform. They have a uniform on the sideline always in case there's a rip or something. Same action. They sent Noble Johnson in motion, faked the handoff there. They had trips on the right-hand side, and you could just see the middle of the field open. White had a choice of two receivers. It looked like he elected Kroll on the play, who we believe it is. Threw an excellent pass for about a 35-yard gain. Now the Wolves are in scoring territory. It looks like their first down and goal from the 8.
Well, how huge would this be to get into the end zone? We already lead by 2 scores. This would make it 3. Not sure who the player down is near the goal line. With some aid, I believe that is Cal Stevens. He is up and headed to the sideline. So first and goal from the 7-yard line for Park Heritage. Future X Industry scoreboard. Covington on the last play of the first half. 33-yard touchdown pass allows them to take the lead at South Vermillion, 13-8, that game at halftime. Two receivers to the right, to the left, Rapp in the backfield with White. White takes the snap. Quick pass to the outside through the hands of Link. Falls incomplete. That'll bring up second and goal from the 7-yard line. I don't think anything hurt there, Jake. Pretty well defended by Seeger. They were going to make a pretty quick tackle on that play, it appeared.
And I like the play call. Just a quick out pass there. Had a little screen set up. Seeger was not fooled on the play. Minute 3, it's a good idea to think about passing the ball. They could go for an inside run here. There's no safety in the middle of the field.
Well, I think that sets you up for a little fade route to the outside, but it's a slant route on the inside. Kroll gets inside of the defense. He catches the pass from White for the touchdown, but wait a minute. There is a flag sitting at the 7-yard line. I believe it is a hold. So the touchdown will be negated. Ball will be moved back 10 yards. It'll be spotted at the 17, where it will be second and goal. Clock is just ticked under the 1-minute mark. I think we've got some sprinkles Jake?
Yeah, it's got a little overcast here, Jim. It was nice, bright, and sunny at the start of the game. Now it's got a little overcast. It's like sprinkles. This could have an effect in the ball game. We got trips on the left-hand side for Park Heritage. Second and a goal from their 18.
White with the drop, throws it up the right side. Defense. I think very fortunate there as Kroll got behind the defense. Pass underthrown just a bit as the defense recovered. I think he affected the vision of Kroll. But the ball popped up in the air. Kroll actually had another chance to catch the ball. It falls incomplete at 53.2.
This could be a big play for Seager. Big stop here for them. Remember, Park Heritage has no timeouts left, Jim, so they got to be thinking pass all the way here. If they run the ball, they got to get up to the line, make sure they get a snap off before the clock goes out.
A quick throw to the near side, caught by Johnson.
Oh,
finds
wow.
some room. He gets inside the defense, up the gut,
wow.
into the end zone. Well blocked by Park Heritage. Looked like it was pretty well defended, but nice footwork by the freshman.
I would say that was very well defended by Seager. They took away the play, but Johnson, you could almost see it from our angle we had, Jim. You could see his head go to the hole that he was supposed to go. Then he just looked to the right, and he saw some clear from some of his guys blocking. Made a good block and snuck through a small hole in for the touchdown. Ben Link for the extra point could put Park Heritage up 17.
Now the snap fumbled, picked up by Link. He's going to put the ball in the air. He's got a receiver. But it drops out of the hands, short of the goal line. So at 43.9, Park Heritage leads 23-7. I can't believe that field position would be very, very good with Ben Link kicking. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back for the conclusion of first half play from Seager High School on 104.9 WAXI.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
What has your propane company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan with Overpeck Gas Company. Does your propane tank need a new coat of paint? If so, let us know. If it's not practical to paint your tank where it's at, then we can bring you out a freshly painted tank from our new paint booth. Everything needs a little TLC once in a while, and at Overpeck Gas Company, we want to be sure that your propane tank looks great. Your propane tank is a reflection of our commitment to service here at Overpeck Gas Company. Give us a call at 597-2201.
Welcome back as we get set for the kickoff from Ben Link. Nice kick once again. I believe that's going to make it into the end zone for the second time in a row. It's a touchback. What a weapon that young man is. Has a couple of extra points and a field goal here in the first half.
That's going to play pivotal for the Park Heritage this season, I believe. It puts teams in bad field position. When you start from your 20-yard line, you can do that after score or on the opening kickoff or the open kickoff the second half. That's a good weapon for the Wolves.
Can't believe that Seager would try to do much, Jake. 80 yards to go here at 43.9. They've not shown the ability for a big play unless it's thrown up the field to Garrison. He's got Link one-on-one. A little help now from Petrillo as the defense backs off. A screen play isn't going to work as the pass was attempted to Wolf. Spacing did not look very good on that play. Does stop the clock. Park Heritage, if they had some timeouts, might think about using them.
Yes.
Try to get the football back.
I think this would be a good play to run the ball, just get into halftime, maybe regroup. Seager does have the ball opening up the second half, so could be a good decision for Coach King.
Good call, Coach Weber. Ball handed it to Lasley. He's going to pick up about 9 yards on the play as he's tackled just short of the 30-yard line. I don't think we'll see Seeger in any hurry. They may attempt to get one more play off. Clock is down to 15 seconds. Liberally used timeouts here in the first half. Here's the snap to Grayson Green. They're going to try to throw the ball deep. Well, Green covered. Rolls to his right. He gets outside the defense. He finally steps out of bounds. But that takes us to halftime. Outstanding half of football for Park Heritage as they lead 23-7 over the Seeger Patriots. And there is a flag on the field, Jake. So let's hold on. Try to figure out if it was on the offense. That will take us to halftime. Official indicates that it is a hold on the Patriots. So we have concluded two quarters of play here at Seeger High School. Once again, your score at half, Park Heritage Wolves 23, Seeger Patriots 7. We invite you to stay tuned for halftime show sponsored by Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and Edward Jones Financial Consultant, Greg Harbison in Clinton. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969, FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions. Direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
That's the only one I've got.
Fountain Central over Southmont, 13-7. And Attica leads Riverton, 8-0. Halftime.
Welcome back to our halftime show. Once again, sponsored by Clark Chevrolet and Cugan, Edward Jones, financial consultant Greg Harbison in at Clinton. It's been an outstanding half of football for Park Heritage, Jake. I think an awful lot of positives for your first game, but quite honestly, knowing the history and resume of Coach Moore, I am not the least bit surprised. I know how hard he started working back in the spring, and obviously they're being rewarded. But I think the thing that really jumps out to me is team speed is very good. I think they're a little more physical than he gives his team credit. And a lot of times speed can make up for not being as physical, but they've really done a nice job of getting to the football. And when you look at these two teams, just a huge advantage in those two areas for Park Heritage here in the first half.
Very much. Park Heritage is showing very well discipline, some diversity on offense, keeping the Seeger off balance on defense. And, you know, Coach Moore at the outset of the game talked about their keys being to stop Seeger's run, and they've done that very well. He said they have to stay on schedule on offense, and that's something you were just kind of alluding to. Their team speed is showing, having success early, moving the ball. You can see the momentum kind of gathering for Park Heritage. You know, two teams, two schools that came back from last year that didn't have the best seasons in terms of the win-loss record. And so you can see this team kind of forming and growing even in this first half. I know Coach Moore's got to be pleased with what he's seeing from the Wolves.
Well, I know he's very excited about the opportunity to take over this program. He's accomplished a lot in his years of coaching, and this is a new experience for him. But one that he is more than well prepared for. And I think you're exactly right, as you talked about the things that he felt like were the keys. You know, he's really got a check mark in all those areas in the first half. But in Seeger's locker room, for Coach King, things that he pointed out, controlling the football. Seeger's not really done that. One nice drive that they're able to get a touchdown. It came on a fourth down play from the 3-yard line. Eliminating turnovers, two big turnovers early by the pass have been factors in this ball game, and not giving up big plays. As the half drew itself out, I think we saw the big play capability of Park Heritage really come to the surface, and they're going to be a very dangerous team. And Coach Moore pointed that out. He felt like they have a nucleus of becoming a very solid football team, and this isn't going to do anything but build confidence over the course of this first two quarters.
Oh, very much so. I know Coach King has some concerns on his end. I think he was trying to get to the halftime to regroup. Coach Moore has got to be happy, definitely, with what he has seen, as it's 23-7 here at halftime. Offensively, they have done an excellent job. I believe they've had over 240 yards offense in the first half versus Seeger's. I think they had 115 yards of offense so far. So Park Heritage is definitely showing their skill set, and Coach Moore's got to be happy where they're sit, but I wouldn't put Coach King out yet, because he's definitely an excellent coach. They're going to make some adjustments here at halftime. And they get the ball open in the second half, and I think they'll come out and ready to play.
He's a very good X and O coach. He's a very good strategist, and I think you're exactly right. There's not a lot of ranting and raving going on right now. There's a lot of work taking place, and you're going to have to make some adjustments. I think the biggest concern is, do you have enough athletes to make plays quick enough, and do you have the athletes on the defensive side of the football to force some turnovers to try to gain some momentum back? And I think that would be key for Seeger here in the second half. They're going to have to use the defense to force some turnovers, create some positive field position, get some quick scores to get back in the ballgame.
And I think Seeger might be able to do that. What Coach King might do is try to develop more of that running game. If they can develop some solid running up front, control the line of scrimmage here in the second half, and I think they can generate some scores, wear down that Park Heritage defense, and cause them to maybe get a little antsy on offense. You know, as the game progresses, I know Coach Moore will not want to throw the ball a lot, especially as they're up. They want to keep that clock moving, keep it running. And so if Seeger can get some stops on the defensive side of the ball early in the second half and maybe generate a score opening, they can get right back in this ball game real quick and make it a game out of it in the fourth quarter.
I think we would both agree. Seeger receives the ball to begin the second half, and to say that first drive would be critical to the outcome of this ball game, I think, would be an understatement. We're about halfway through halftime here at Seeger High School in our Clark Chevrolet. Edward Jones, financial consultant Greg Harbison, halftime show. We're going to go ahead and send it back to the studio. We'll be right back. We'll take a look at scores around the Wabash Valley, scores that we've had sent to us, and we'll take a look at first half stats on 104.9 at WAXI.
Looking for medical care? Visit Valley Professionals Community Health Center with locations in Clinton, Terre Haute, Bloomingdale, Cayuga, Crawfordsville, and Rockville. Valley Professionals Community Health Center provides primary health care, behavioral health care, dental care, and other services for all individuals and families. Accepting new patients along with Medicaid, Medicare, commercial insurance, and sliding fee scale. Valley Professionals Community Health Center. Visit valleyprohealth.org. Local health care you can trust.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Looking for...
Here, Triple Man, 5 questions, 13 yards. Logan White,
Welcome back, Jim Foster. Jake Weber here at Seeger High School. Seeger's band on the field. As always, a very good job as they're dressed in their Patriot uniforms, but the first half has been all Park Heritage. Don't think things could have played out a whole lot better for Coach Moore as the Wolves lead 23-7. Let's update our Future X Industry scoreboard. Scores that we have been able to pick up at halftime. Covington 13-8 over South Vermillion. They throw a touchdown pass from 33 yards out as the first half concludes. A couple of turnovers have led to both of Covington's scores. Riverton Park trails Attica 8-0, that game at halftime. And Fountain Central scores the last touchdown of the first half as they lead 13-7 over Fountain Central. And, of course, here, Park Heritage 23-7 over Seeger High School. Tomorrow, you want to watch some football, head up to Cayuga. North Vermillion Falcons will be entertaining 4A Evansville Bossy. That game set for a 6 o'clock kickoff. Jake, let's take a look at stats from the first half.
Thank you, Jim. 23-7 ball game here. Park Heritage up here at halftime. They've been led by Logan White a lot in the yardage column. He has carried the ball six times for 76 yards. That's an average of 12.6 yards per carry. Trevor Rapp has carried the ball four times for 8 yards. Clay Barker two times for 6 yards. Logan White's been 10 of 18 for throwing the football. He has thrown for, he has scored a touchdown, thrown for two touchdowns, I believe, yes, and he is 10 of 18 for 145 yards. Austin Petrillo has been his leading target, 4 receptions for 51 yards. Jalen Krull has 2 receptions for 43. Noble Johnson has 3 receptions for 37, and Trevor Rapp 1 reception for 14 yards. For Seeger, they've been led by Grayson Green in the yardage column here tonight. He has had 7 carries for 10 yards. That's 1.4 yards per carry. Elijah Green has 2 carries for 9 yards. Ethan Lasley has 1 carry for 9 yards. Tristan Barnes, 1 carry for 3 yards. And James Sprague has 3 carries for 7 yards. Grayson Green is 5 of 13 for 63 yards throwing the ball for 1 touchdown. His leading receiver is Hunter Garrison. He had 4 receptions for 33 yards. Jameson Sprague for 1 reception for 28 yards. Kane Steven, 1 reception for 8 yards. And Payson Wolf, 1 reception for 9 yards. Scoring for Seeger is number 83, Kane Steven, with a touchdown reception. For Park Heritage, we've had Logan White with a running touchdown, Austin Trill with a passing touchdown, and Noble Johnson with a passing touchdown. Also scoring for Park Heritage is number 2, Ben Link, with a field goal of 28 yards, and he also has contributed with a PAT. That's your stats for the first half, Jim. Seeger is up 20, excuse me, Park Heritage up 23-7. We've got 3:52 to go, and I know we're both looking forward to the second half of play here.
Well, as you run through the stats, clearly there's a lot of weapons for this Park Heritage football team. And from a defensive coach's standpoint, really makes it hard to game plan. Coach Moore does an excellent job of taking what you're willing to give him, and he's willing to throw the short pass, pick up yards with the run, or he'll throw the ball downfield. And the success they've had on throwing the ball on the outside started opening up the run on the inside. And with this 16-point lead, as you mentioned earlier, I would anticipate Rockville maybe keeping the ball on the ground a little bit more here in the second half. But it's going to be up to the defense to start things off as Rockville will, there we go, second time, Park Heritage will kick the ball off to Seeger to start things off here in the second half. All right, we're going to wrap things up here on our Clark Chevrolet. And Edward Jones, your financial consultant, Greg Harbison, in Clinton halftime show. When we come back, we'll be set for second half play as we see Park Heritage lining up right in front of Seeger. Both teams headed back to the football field as they will begin a period of stretching, which will be about 3 minutes. So I think that's about what we've got till kickoff. Stay tuned. We'll be back for third quarter action from Seeger High School. It's your game of the week, Friday Night Football on 104.9 WAXI.
Looking for medical care? Visit Valley Professionals Community Health Center with locations in Clinton, Terre Haute, Bloomingdale, Cayuga, Crawfordsville, and Rockville. Valley Professionals Community Health Center provides primary health care, behavioral health care, dental care, and other services for all individuals and families. Accepting new patients along with Medicaid, Medicare, commercial insurance, and sliding fee scale. Valley Professionals Community Health Center. Visit valleyprohealth.org. Local health care you can trust.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969, FutureX Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions. Direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. FutureX is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
Welcome back to Seeger High School. Jim Foster, Jake Weber. It's our first game of the 2018 season. Very successful first half for Park Heritage. They lead by 16, 23-7. Obviously, this is a Wabash River Conference game. The importance of, I think, not only starting your season with a win, but it being a conference game adds a little bit more importance if you have aspirations of competing for a conference championship. And we mentioned it in our pregame, Jake, a lot of feedback speaking to the balance within the Wabash River Conference. A little bit surprised Covington leads South Vermillion at halftime. River to Park very competitive at Attica in the first half. Haven't got on the scoreboard yet, but obviously very good defensively, as they've given up just one touchdown in the ball game. Fountain Central, as always, is going to be very competitive in the Wabash River Conference. They currently lead Southmont. I believe Southmont is a 2A school. And in North Vermillion tomorrow, a big test non-conference game against Evansville Bossy. So can't say that I'm totally shocked by anything that's happening, but I think things are at least through two quarters of play look like it's going to be a very fun year here in the Wabash River Conference. Would remind you, next week we'll be on the road to North Vermillion, a battle of Vermillion County. North Vermillion will open up this season in conference play as they will host the Wildcats from South Vermillion. North Vermillion handed South Vermillion their lone Wabash River Conference loss last year. Really a pretty sound defeating at South Vermillion, but South Vermillion really used as a stepping stone, as after that ball game they got quite a bit better, and in order to get a piece of the conference championship they had to beat Fountain Central, and they put a pretty good thumping on the Mustangs en route to getting a piece of that conference title. And I know in Coach Crabtree, disappointed last year, I believe 6-4 was their record on the year, which most of the time you're not too upset with a season that you finish two games over 500. But I know he felt like, from a talent level standpoint, they were better than that 6-4 record.
Yeah, I think Coach Crabtree felt that he had a little more high expectations of that team. I know he did not get some play from some from his leaders that he was banking on, from the senior players. Recently, I've talked with Coach Crabtree and followed the North Millen program a lot, Jim, and I know they're very excited this year. They got some really great kids, some very tough kids. They've trained hard. They've hit the weight room hard, and I know Crabtree is very looking forward to this season. Definitely excellent coaching staff he has on his squad, and I know the boys will be excited for that game tomorrow night against Bossy. And then following that game, they go up against South Vermillion. I know that's becoming a rivalry between the two, a renewed rivalry that with Coach Barrett there. It's going to be a lot of exciting football in the conference. A lot of exciting football this year. I know that's for sure.
Well, Speaking of North Vermillion, I might mention that you have a new gig going. You're now teaching math at North Vermillion, so congratulations.
Thank you.
On
Thank you.
And I know that the North Vermillion community, very fortunate to have a young man as high character and the quality of teacher and individual you are. So.
Well, I appreciate that, Jim. That means a lot. Thank you very much.
Well, it will be Ben Link on the kickoff. Two kickoffs have went through the end zone. This one going to be fielded at about the 5-yard line by Garrison. No place to go as he is run down by Seth Bollinger. There is a penalty flag on the far side of the field at the 25-yard line. More times than not, it is against the receiving team. It is a hold. So ball sits at the 18. It'll be moved direction that Coach King isn't going to like. Should be half the distance. Should move the ball back to the 9-yard line. So I think you can really crank up your defense here, Jake. Try to put some pressure. Park Heritage has already forced two interceptions in the first half. One by linebacker Cole Jones, the other by safety Reese Simpson. It is a one-back set. Double tight ends for the first time tonight. Inside handoff. Quarterback's going to keep the ball. Green's going to get across the 12-yard line. He may have got to the 13. We'll see where it's spotted. It'll be a pickup of 3. We'll bring up 2nd and 7. That's what this field position kind of forces you to do. You're looking to pick up a first down or two before you open up the playbook. But I just don't feel like Seeger's a team that's going to beat you going 90-plus yards in a quick amount of time. Green's going to keep again. This time he gets across the 15, out to about the 17.
They're moving the pile, Jim. Just letting Green run the action up the middle there. Park Heritage came out in a three-man defensive look, send pressure on the outside. That's the answer. You run inside if you're getting pressure from the outside. And Green low on his shoulder. Now they're 3rd and short, about 2 yards to go here. It wouldn't surprise me if they ran Green again here.
Maximus Amble hobbles off of the field. One of the most experienced offensive linemen for Coach King. Green's going to keep again. This time he breaks to the outside, shows a burst of speed before he goes out of bounds. He has enough for the first down. He'll move the chains. Future X Industry scoreboard, an update from South Vermillion. The Wildcats have regained the lead. It's now 15-13 South Vermillion. 8:12 to go in quarter number 3. Got a couple of pretty good reporters at that game, Jake. I've got a son and daughter that continue to
hey.
Send me reports.
Two great ones there.
That's right. All right, 1st and 10, Seeger. Ball at the 20, we'll call it the 24. Once again, Seeger stays with two tight ends. Lasley nowhere to go. I believe it's going to be a face mask. It's like Hartman and can't pick up the other.
I think it was Simpson.
Reese Simpson on the tackle. I think somebody may have got a hold of the face mask. But the one official's pointing towards Seeger, so I'm not sure. Nope, they're going to say it's a hold on Seeger. So, ball, oh, and then a face mask on Park Heritage. So penalties will offset themselves. We'll replay 1st down. So it's now Barnes in the backfield with Green. Ball faked on the handoff. Green on the keeper, breaks a tackle, gets to the outside, so shows some good speed, and a penalty on the sideline. I'm going to guess it's going to be on the coaching staff. There was no one out here. I'm guessing the official, as he worked up the field, Jake, ran into Coach.
Yep. I know this year the officiating crew has been required to keep the guys out of the box, and it looks like they're not calling
maybe
it
Maybe it's
on
a
the
warning.
Play.
Maybe you get one warning.
And maybe that's what it is.
Well, it is a first down. Nice run by Green. Clock moves inside of 10:30. Green on the keeper again. Makes a nice cut. Has some room in the middle of the field. That's a good tackle. I believe that's Reese Simpson. Jake, if he doesn't make the tackle, there's a lot of room for Green.
Yes.
He picks up seven. Could have been a whole lot more.
Coach King going to the inside run game. I thought that might be a solution for him here, opening up the second half. He's been exercising that with Green. Good start for the drive here for Seeger. Getting their ball deep out of their end zone. Good field position. Park Heritage loading up the line of scrimmage. Nobody back.
And there is a flag on the far side of the field. The official points towards Park Heritage. I believe they have to have lined up in the neutral zone. That's what it is. So the 5 yards will result in another first down for Seager. It will move the ball into Park Heritage territory. Ball spotted at the 49. Well, obviously good work by the Seager coaching staff at halftime, Jake. The running game is much improved here in the early stages of the second half. Fake on the inside, handoff. Green on the keeper. I believe he'll do nothing more than get back to the line of scrimmage, pick up maybe a half yard. Solid play by the interior line and linebackers of Park Heritage. It is a pickup of one.
I think you're running a mixture of different plays here, Jim. They usually look like they have a double type of set. They fake to that running back going one way. Sometimes they lead with that running back up the middle, pull guard or tackle. Park Heritage showing a lot of pressure up front. Man coverage, only one guy back.
Going to have a little jet sweep, but Garrison is going nowhere. Clay Barker and Simpson. All over Garrison. He's dropped about 7 yards in the backfield. There is a flag on the play. It's a personal foul, face mask on Park Heritage. So once again, a penalty will bail out Seager. So if they move from the spot of the ball, I believe they'll come up a half yard short of the first down.
Yeah, that's a spot foul. 15-yard penalty.
It's interesting, though. The flag was thrown about 5 yards up the field, farther from where they marked off the penalty. A lot of times the flag can hit a player and drop.
Right.
But it will be second and a half yard for Seager. Ball at the 40-yard line of Park Heritage. Clock down to 8 minutes and 30 seconds. Green going to drop to pass. Players all over the quarterback. Green is forced to throw the ball into traffic. Fortunately for him, pass came up short.
Yeah, that was a quick passing game call. It was one of those three type of step drops plays. Seager offensive line tried to cut the defense of the Wolves. Some of them missed, causing a lot of pressure on Green. Breen had to rush the throw. Threw the ball short, incomplete pass. Third and one, though, for the Patriots. I look for Seager here to run an inside run play with Green.
I think you've got to run the ball here, pick up the first down. They run that stack to the right. This time Green's going to follow. He has enough for the first down, but a quick flag on both sides of the field. Usually that is because somebody moved before the snap. If so, that takes you from a first down to third and five plus. A lot of times that will result, Jake, because the quarterback gets into the cadence so quick and doesn't give everyone a chance to set for that full second before the ball is snapped. I'm not sure that ball's marked correctly. The ball was right at the 40-yard line. They've got it sitting at the 44. Should be back.
It should be back
another yard.
Another yard or two.
Where it's marked right now, it's less than 5 yards for the first down. And that was a 5-yard penalty. Green rolls to his left, throws short, completed to Elijah Green. It's going to be close. I think it's going to be marked short of the first down. He's going to be about the length of a football or less short of the first down.
Yep, fourth down.
Thought he did a pretty good job to get where he was able to. He kind of got in between two tacklers to lunge forward. So we're back to the half yard needed for the first down. And here's where I'm a little old school football, Jake. I don't like the long snap.
I'm with
when you,
Jim.
When you need a half yard, I'm thinking, get up underneath that quarterback.
Yeah, that's right.
Green is going to run the football. He runs it to the left. He has enough for the first down.
Good play by Bollinger.
It'll be Bollinger and Barker on the tackle, but not before Green picks up the first down. And we saw once again that triple stack to the right. Green comes back to the left.
I think Coach King gives him the option there, Jim. It looks like if he sees he's got an opening to the left, he's going to try to take advantage of that.
It's always nice to get text from some of our good friends we know are listening into the football game. Mr. Davis, yes, I have got a couple of them. Hope that makes you happy. So first and 10 for Seeger. Inside handoff. Trying to pick up the number. That's Lasley. He gets down. And we have a flag. Lasley on a nice run. Picked up 5 yards to the 31-yard line. Sure that's going to be some kind of sportsmanship. Nope, it's a personal foul. A late hit. Tack on 15. That'll move the ball to the 16-yard line where it'll be first and 10 for Seeger. Jake, it's 6:43. This drive is well over 8 minutes.
And remember, Jim, they started deep in their own end. I think they started on the 10-yard line. And Coach King, they've been mostly running the football. I thought that maybe he might go to that here in the second half, just try to ground the pound, the ball up the field. And he's done that with Green with some inside runs. Lasley had a nice outside run on that last play. Here they're coming out with a tight end set on the left, flanker left.
It's really made a difference using two tight ends. So it was a good adjustment by the Seeger coaching staff. Green takes the snap, steps up in the pocket, delivers the ball to Garrison, makes a great catch. No, he does not catch. Trying to pick up the safety. Somebody came from the free safety position and made a big hit, knocked the ball loose. I believe that's Ben Link. I thought it was a touchdown, and Link comes from the backside, shakes the ball loose. Garrison shaking up on the hit. That's definitely going to be in running for hardest hit of the ball game.
Great.
Sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton.
Good play call there by Coach King. He ran that same action of the last play, faking the ball to Lasley in the backfield. Green pulled up. They had a slantler out one-on-one situation, but Link came in to make a good stick on the play.
This play's blown up in the backfield as Green fakes the handoff to Lasley. He is trying to pick up the Max Sliz. Park Heritage sent about everybody on that play, as it's going to be about a 3-yard loss to bring up 3rd and 13. We have an injury on the field. We're going to go ahead and take a Valley Pro Construction timeout. We'll send it back to studio and be right back from Seeger High School on 104.9 WAXI.
Take advantage of the back-to-school sale all week long at your Rockville and Clinton IGA stores. Save on mac and cheese, pizza rolls, fruit side or Greek yogurt, paper towels, Pop-Tarts, lunch makers, seedless grapes, boneless pork sirloin, and fresh green beans. Save this week and every week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Go back to, I'm not sure if we're back on air or not, as we're kind of in and out with the station. We still have a player down on the field, it appears. Clay Barker took a pretty hard hit. Good news is he's sitting up. A lot of respect on both sides of the field, all players. Down on the knee, it's now Barker up on 2 feet, which is good news. He's going to walk off. On his own. A bit gimpy. He's had a nice ball game tonight, especially on the defensive side for Coach Moore. Looks like maybe he's limping a little bit. We hope that he got banged up that way and not any type of head or neck injury. Yeah. So with 6:23, Seager at their 18-yard line. Coach King sends in the play. Two receivers right, one to the left. Motion from Wolf. Green forced out of the pocket. Throws it short to Wolf. It's caught, but brought down immediately by Reese Simpson. And you'll definitely give that up defensively. I'm guessing it's going to be a pickup of a yard or two is about it. So to bring up 4th and 12. Well, you have to think anything downfield of this length, probably going to be Garrison getting the football. And Coach King is going to call a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. Our timeouts are sponsored by Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. You're listening to our game of the week from Seager High School. Park Heritage 23, Seager 7, 5:36 to go in quarter three on 104.9 WAXI.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
All right. Now the Patriots have made their decision. They are indeed going for it on fourth down of about a dozen.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter play. Seager takes a snap. Green steps up in the pocket. Has a receiver. Had him in the end zone. It was Cale Stevens. He had a step behind the defense. Green overthrows. Pass falls incomplete. Seager turns the ball over on downs to Park Heritage. So, great drive, Jake.
Yes.
From the 10-yard line, had it down, I think, to the 16 before they were moved back. But an opportunity there goes by the wayside. Not only does it go by the wayside, you ran off 9.5 minutes off of the clock on that one drive, and you come up empty.
That's a tough thing to go. I know that Coach Keene did not want that to happen. Inside run by Rappa. He's like he's going to break
it. He's going to outrun everybody. He is at the 40, 30, 20. Nobody will catch him. Trevor Rapp from the 17-yard line goes 83 yards up the middle. We have another penalty on the far sideline, but I think it was after the touchdown. We suspected that we might see a little more running of the football.
Just a simple inside zone run play there with Trevor Rapp. Great blocking up front by Park Heritage, and the parting of the Red Sea happened, Jim. You could just see it right from the line of scrimmage. Rapp saw it as well. Just made one little cut, and he was gone. It looked like a sideline warning on that last flag. Park Heritage up 29-7 with 5:18 left to play. Ben Link coming on the field, kicked the extra point.
An 83-yard run. We know Trevor Rapp is a very good athlete, very fast as well. And once he got 5 yards downfield, I don't think either one of us felt like he was going to be caught. He ended up about 15 yards in front of the nearest defender. Well, it will be Link for the extra point attempt. Snap is high. Link able to get the ball through. A good job by Jalen Kerr to catch that high snap, get it down on the tee. The kick is good. Your score at 5:18 of quarter three. Park Heritage 30, Seeger 7. And sometimes football doesn't make sense, does it, Jake?
No, it doesn't.
Seeger takes the ball from the 9 all the way down to the 16. They run 9.5 minutes off the clock. Come up empty. And in a matter of 10 to 12 seconds, one play, 83 yards the other direction. You find yourself in a position to get back in a football game with a touchdown. 10 seconds later, you're in an uphill battle to start with, but now you've really dug yourself a hole.
Yes, you have. I know that's a deflating play. That's what sometimes you call in the coaching world a deflating play. When you do such a great job marching the ball downfield, looking to have the momentum, getting back into the ball game, looking like you're going to get a score. They had an opportunity for a pass. Then, okay, you got to regroup. That didn't happen. We got to play solid on the defensive side. Then right away, Trevor Rapp hits a bullet. Boom. And that just takes the wind out of your sails. But you got to go back on and play. So we'll see what Seager can do here. 37. There's still a lot of football left. If they can answer back, maybe with a quick play as well, that'd be exciting for them. But I know that's going to take a tall task to ask for the Patriots here tonight.
Good kick once again by Link. Drives Wolf back to the 5. It's going to be nice run. He breaks through a couple of would-be tacklers, gets the ball across the 30. Not great field position, but he could have been dropped inside the 15-yard line had he not made a nice move to the outside. Update on the Futurex Industry scoreboard. The Wildcats of South Vermillion lead Covington 22-13 at game heading into the fourth quarter. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore, your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI TV, depend on News 10 WTHI, coverage you can count on. And Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville for being proud sponsors of high school athletics on 104.9 WAXI. Inside handoff to Lasley. He breaks to the outside. Nice run before he's brought down by Bollinger.
I've been impressed with Bollinger here tonight on the defensive side. He's doing a great job at corner. He's been playing very good coverage against a taller defender. He's also coming up hard to make some tackles. So is Simpson at the safety position. Both he and Bollinger has shown me they can do some things on the defensive side and in the secondary for the Wolves.
Well, it's a gain of 5 for the Patriots. Green has 3 receivers to the right, 1 near side. Single back in the backfield. Here comes pressure. He's flushed out to his right. He throws it right into the hands of Ben Link. That is a 3rd interception And really, that's the second one that has been thrown right to a Park Heritage. But give a lot of credit to the pressure of that front seven. Green flushed out of the pocket to the right. And that's where, you know, he lost a year because of injury. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe his inexperience at the quarterback position at the varsity level. You've got to know when to throw the ball away, Jake. That's so valuable. That's a tool that a quarterback has that you've got to know when to do it and when not to. And Green has just tried to force the ball in a couple times, and it's cost him. Quick pass over the middle, Link wide open. He's going to go the distance. A fake of a bubble screen to the outside. The defense bites. Link runs by the safety. Gets behind 5 yards. Into the end zone. And right now, it's all Park Heritage. They've ran two offensive plays here in the third quarter. Probably a total of 15 or 16 seconds. Have two touchdowns. Seeger, time of possession, 9.5 minutes. They have nothing to show.
Yes, that's, again, another take the wind out of the sails, a type of play. But excellent play call by Coach Moore. They ran wrap out in the flat. You anticipate that's where the ball is going to go. White catches the ball, makes a good look. He's got two receivers streaking down the field. He had an option to throw to Link or to Johnson. Connected to Link. Off they go.
Link connects on the extra point. It's now a 30-point lead for Park Heritage as they lead 37-7. And I have to believe some eyes are being opened around the area when they hear this score. I can't say that I am totally surprised. I would tell you, there's some good athletes over there on that side of the field, Jake.
Well, last year when I had a chance to do the Rockville Turkey Run game, Jim, with Steven, I noticed that Turkey Run had a lot of good athletes and the skilled position players that they could really help benefit when they went to next year. And White has an arm as a quarterback. We knew that coming into the game. And those combinations of those skill kids is showing a very good asset for the Heritage Wolves. Also, you get some good blocking up front, great coaching from Coach Moore. The Wolves look like they could be a team to reckon with here in this conference, Jim, definitely in the skill side positions as we're looking so far.
Well, Link, once again, will kick off for the Wolves. Up the right side. It's going to be fielded by Wolf. He'll try to bring it back all the way to left side. He breaks a couple of tackles. Still going to be tackled inside the 20. Guess I'm one of those guys that likes to return the kick wherever it goes. Let's get up the field.
Let's get
north and south. Get as many yards. Take a look at Wolf right there. Probably ran 40 yards, but from where he got the football, maybe it was 13 yards. Yep. And he had to break a couple of tackles to do that. He was lucky he wasn't dropped inside the 10-yard line.
Evidently, they were on a return left, and so that's twice they ran that way. I know from different coaches do different things. Sometimes if you run a return left and it's kicked on the right side, you run to the right side, you can't go with the ball kicked. Let's see what Seager can do here, if they can put another drive to get the ball downfield and get in scoring position.
Well, the question is, how much do you open up the offense? It's a jet sweep to Stevens. Nice run's going to be pick up of about 8 yards, I believe. Make it 9.
I like that play to open up with for Seager. They ran a jet sweep to the short side of the field. They flooded that side and got some good blocking on the perimeter at the outside. 9-yard gain. Good start for the Patriots here on the opening possession here.
Well, I think at this point down 37-7. With a little over 3 minutes to go in the ball game, it's going to be pretty difficult to overcome the deficit. So I think you have to start looking at the bigger picture.
Yep.
Nice job by Green as he breaks a couple of tackles. He's going to pick up a first down. He's brought down at the 36-yard line, and we have another player down on the field. But I think the bigger picture is there's a whole lot more football to be played. 8 games in the regular season. With the injury on the field, we're going to take a timeout. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. Your complete general contractor in Clint. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to High School Football from Seeger. The Wolves 37, Patriots 7, 3:12 to go in quarter 3 on 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnick today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience making shopping for a new pre-owned or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville, you'll find an experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to assist you.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
With Steve, this is Greg, rejoining you from Patriot Field.
Welcome back to Seeger School. Jim Foster, Jake Weber. We're down to 3:12. In the third quarter of play, continue to have a Park Heritage player on the field. I think one that appears it's a lower body situation. I'm not sure it's an injury, only it's some cramps that are slowing things up. Still pretty humid. Warm evening here at Seeger High School. Haven't had any updates for a while. The only update we've had on our TRX Industry School, South Valley, 9 better than Captain, 13. The game is in the fourth quarter. Now, to North Carolina, first at the house, and the Wildcats. Look up in the battle of Irving Kansas. That game's going to kick off. I'd like to thank Fat Trust Company for 15 locations, including the Rocking Center and the Rockville IGA. Jack Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. And we're seeing an air conditioning North Street in Clinton. In Park County RMC, your Test Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Appreciate your sponsorship and support of our local high schools. On 104.9 at WAXI. Well, there's a large contingent of Wolves to the rescue.
Yep. You know, tonight's game here, Jim, I would say it's a good crowd for both teams. As I'm looking at the stands, good crowd for Seeger, great crowd for Park Heritage. Can't tell who the injured player is. Do you have...
half dozen players, trainers. We hope it's just a cramp. Someone hits the cramp. It was one of the players that was doing the air got tripped up.
You know, one of the things I was counting earlier here, Jim, as we get ready to start play, is it's pretty neat to see Park Heritage roster here, 47 players for the Wolves this season.
I have to be very pleased. I think any time as a single-A school, you can get up that 40 range. You got to be very pleased. Little bootleg to the right, has an open receiver. Pass is caught on the far side. That's Kane Stevens for his first reception of the ball game. It'll be enough for a Seeger first down. Moves the ball out to the 50-yard line.
That little bootleg play that Kane Stevens did a nice job of sailing his route. He kind of ran a slant out type of route where he came in on the inside, made a good stick, caused the DB on that side to break a little bit, went off. Great pass by Green in the flat for about a 15-yard gain.
Here comes a safety blitz and a quick pass to Elijah Green in and out of his hands. If he could have got to the edge, there was some room to run. I'm not sure he could outrun the linebackers of Park Heritage. But it was a safety blitz that time. Noble Johnson comes from the near side, puts pressure on Green, forces the quick throw.
I've been surprised at just how much defensively Park Heritage has changed it up. They drop players. They send players. They have four front, three front. Jet sweep here. Oh, good play by Link.
Link comes up. He's not going to make the tackle, but he forces Wolf deeper into the backfield until help can come. It's going to be a loss of five. And make it four. Now the ball's spotted. Make it five.
They're down in 15 now.
So Ben Link coming from his corner spot, jet sweep play. He held his leverage on the receiver, and he came off that play to make a tackle. Good job by the snipe by the senior Ben Link.
A third and 15 for Seeger. Motion by Wolf. It's going to be a bootleg. Quick pass. Pressure came from Johnson once again. Pass falls incomplete. Will bring up fourth and 15. And right now, we're seeing pressure from a lot of different angles and areas and directions from Park Heritage. And coming off the edge, some of these smaller guys that played linebacker, play in that defensive secondary. Jake, the lineman of Seeger, just not quick enough to be able to get a body on him. Kick away is going to bounce at about the 30. It'll roll to the 22, where it will be downed by Seeger at 132. It's all Park Heritage. They lead by 30, 37-7. We'll send it back to the studio for a commercial break. You're listening to our Friday Game of the Week on 104.9 WAXI.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic, my electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
Welcome back to Seeger High School. Park Heritage football. They have the ball third and five. And quick pass to the outside is caught by Link. Makes a nice move. Back to the inside. Breaks another tackle. Has enough for the first down. He's going to be across the 40. Out to the 43. Had no business picking up that first down, Jake. But once again, good quickness to sidestep a couple of tacklers. It'll move the chains.
You know, Link made a one-handed catch there too, Jim. Good play call. Threw a little flat out route to Link. Link caught it one-handed. Made a good move. Off he went for a first down. White on the carry. Good stuff at the line of scrimmage for a no-yard gain.
Clock inside of 10. That should take us to the end of quarter number three. as Coach Moore in no hurry. We've played three. It's all Park Heritage. They lead 37-7. Stay tuned for fourth quarter action on 104.9 WAXI.
Looking for medical care? Visit Valley Professionals Community Health Center with locations in Clinton, Terre Haute, Bloomingdale, Cayuga, Crawfordsville, and Rockville. Valley Professionals Community Health Center provides primary health care, behavioral health care, dental care, and other services for all individuals and families. Accepting new patients along with Medicaid, Medicare, commercial insurance, and sliding fee scale. Valley Professionals Community Health Center. Visit valleyprohealth.org. Local health care you can trust.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months.
Here in the second half alone, he has ran for over 130, maybe 140 yards on about three or four carries.
Yep, on that play there, they had, I think it was a twins formation or a trips, I can't remember, but they ran a little toss play where they snapped the ball to White. He ran at the defensive end, tossed it a wrap, and he was gone.
143 yards on four carries here in the second half for Trevor Rapp. Link will attempt the extra point. Movement too early. It will be on Park Heritage. So the ball will be moved back 5 yards. That will be no problem for Ben. He already has a 28, 29-yard field goal in tonight's contest. Covington with another touchdown. They draw within two, 22-20, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter at South Vermillion. Link's kick on the way. It is good. Makes the score 44-7. Park Heritage. And at this point, I think if you're Seeger, the game probably can't get over with quick enough. And quite honestly, the last two touchdowns have just been basic runs, you know, right up the middle, right at the defense. So it will be Link to kick off at 11:46. As you mentioned, 47 players on the roster for Park Heritage. Would expect to start seeing a lot of clean uniforms in the ball game. I think you have an update, maybe.
Yeah, I got an update score coming from Attica, I think it is. The Panthers are playing Attica tonight. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Attica is leading in the fourth quarter, 16-0. I've been told the Panthers are playing very solid defense, struggling on the offensive end, but it's still a close contest, 16-0. Attica is ahead.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that jumps out at me. Attica, always one of the best offensive teams in the Wabash River Conference, being held to 16 points, just two touchdowns by the Panther defense. It'll be Link to kick off one more time. He's had a busy evening. Kick going to be fielded by Wolf at about the 10-yard line. Once again, he works up the left side, runs a long way, picks up about 10 yards, maybe 12 as he gets across the 20. Brought down by Bollinger. Gets a new number we have in the ball game that was in on the play. Let's see if we can't pick up Gentry Jeffers, 5'10", 165-pound sophomore. We got new lights up here, Seeger, that were pointed out to us, Jake. Really a configuration that I've not seen before.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But we know they're LEDs. When you look at the lights, they look plenty bright. But I think down on the field, it does not seem very bright to me. Especially in certain areas of the field, on the south of end of the field in particular. I believe that's Sprague on the carry. Picks up 4 yards.
Well, if you're Coach King here, I think you just kind of want to work on some things to, you know, get some momentum for the kids going into the season, and also for the following game. I think running the ball is something they want to look at. I think they want to keep pounding it and also look in the air on occasion in the flats. That's been something they've been going to. Good pass play there to Sprague. Looks like he's got a first down, but we've got a flag on the play.
It's Jeffers and Jones on the tackle. Sprague enough to pick up the first down. We do have a flag on the far side of the field. Ineligible receiver downfield will go against Seeger. So that will negate the first down. Move the ball deeper in Seeger territory, inside the 20-yard line. So we will have second and 11 for Seeger. Kristen Monick is in at a corner position. On the far side, Dawson Porter. Ball handed off inside to Barnes. Nowhere to go. As it's Monick, Jeffers, and Nate Whitmeyer to the football. The pickup, we'll say no pickup. It's going to bring up third and long.
Park Heritage showing a lot of speed, even in the substitutes positions here, Jim. They've been substituting some players here in the secondary and up front. Showing a lot of control up front of the line of scrimmage still, and also in the secondary as well.
Screen near side, caught by Barnes, cuts inside the defense, bounces outside. Brought down on the sideline. They're going to say he was forced out of bounds. Whitmeyer Jeffers on the tackle. It's going to be good for about 5 yards. Patriots still need about seven. And Seeger drops in punt formation. One player deep for Park Heritage, Jalen Kerr. Stands at about the 40-yard line of Park Heritage. Kicks away, a nice kick. Goes out of bounds. We'll see where it's marked. Not sure where the official is running to. There he goes. Now he's going to come back up the field. I'm going to say that it went out of bounds at the 47-yard line. So it'll be nice field position for the Wolves. Still over 10 minutes to go in this ball game. Starting to see some new numbers this time on the offensive side of the football.
We've got now, Jim, for the Wolves, number 19, Jake Roberts, a 5'10 sophomore quarterback. Joining him in the backfield is number 9, Tristan Monick.
It's going to be Monick on the carry. He'll pick up 3. He is tackled by Jason Bush. Ball spotted at the 50-yard line. Mind you to stay tuned for our Fountain Trust post-game show. Recap all the highlights of this ball game. Bring you up to date on all the scores that we can get on our Future X Industry scoreboard. Statistics of tonight's ball game, and we'll hand out our three post-game awards. Quick pass to the outside is complete. A nice move. Dawson Porter still on his feet. He's going to go from the left side of the field all the way back to the right into the end zone. It's a touchdown. 5'9", 155-pound sophomore. So not only have we seen a lot of athletic ability with the first unit, there's obviously some pretty good depth for Park Heritage, as that is the 50th point in the ball game.
Pretty fascinating play there, Jim. Porter on about a 53-yard touchdown pass. They threw a little screen on the left side of the field, on the wide side of the field. He caught it, then he cut back all the way across the field down the sideline for about a 53-yard gain. The snap is good, the kick is good. Now we're up 51-7. Park Heritage has a lead with about 5 minutes left to play.
We'll go ahead and take a commercial break. Once again, 51-7, all Park Heritage. 9:07 to go in at quarter number four from Seeger High School on our Game of the Week, 104.9 WAXI.
I'm Greg Harbison, your Clinton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are their investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WAXI. Call 832-3644 or stop by my office in Clinton for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back to Seeger High School. Jim Foster, Jake Weber. A little over 9 minutes to go in this one. And I think from everybody's perspective, this one can't get over quick enough.
Yeah.
Game has really gotten away from the Patriots. They trailed 17-7. It's been 34 straight points. Or was it 10-7?
It was at 10-7 at one. Yes, it was 10-7. It's been
so 41 straight
41
points.
Straight points.
And Wolf from the right up the far side to the left across the 30. He's dropped at about the 32-yard line.
Here in the second half, Jim, just some statistics here for you is the Wolves have had 8 plays and 4 touchdowns.
Wow.
So that's pretty impressive offensive efficiency, I would say, for Coach Moore's squad here. I know Coach King will go back to the drawing board after this one here tonight to see what things they can do differently defensively going into next week. But I know Coach Moore's got to be happy with the firepower he's seen on the offensive side of the ball here, definitely in the second half.
We've had teams over the course of the last 10 years in the Wabash River Conference, Jake, that have been very explosive. North Vermilion has been a very good offensive team. Fountain Central, Attica, Seegers, we mentioned, has a state title. So not surprised with what we've seen tonight as much as I'm surprised that we've seen it so soon from
yes.
Park Heritage.
Yeah, very much so. And in ways, I would say, Jim, even in the early on in the game, you could see Park Heritage just trying to fill itself out, maybe trying to establish the identity. Like we said, Rockville and Turkey Run didn't have the the most success last year in terms of the win column. And so when you have that type of situation, you're coming to a new arena with two schools coming together. They've developed well, and you can see their confidence, even their identity, grow throughout this game.
Carry by Sprague off the left side. He's going to have enough for a Patriot first down. So that will move the chains. He's knocked out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. Once again, next week, we'll be on the road to North Vermilion, a battle of Vermilion counties. Falcons will be in action tomorrow, 6 o'clock at home. They will entertain Evansville Bossy, a 4A school. So a nice measuring stick. And it appears that South Vermilion will hang on. They lead by two. A nice pass up the field to Stevens. Stevens gets behind the defense. He'll take it into the end zone. Touchdown pass from Green to Stevens. 56 yards on the scoring strike. Defensive back was in pretty good position, Jake. Just a little spin move by Stevens once he made the catch. He got behind the defense and took it to the house.
Well, that's something that the Patriots needed here, Jim. In the second half, they had a great drive opening the second half. They've gotten deflated a little bit with some of the quick-hitting scores from Park Heritage, and they got the one themselves here with a quick touchdown, 56-yard pass from Green to Stevens. And the snap kick is good.
Extra point for Lasley is good. Makes the score Park Heritage 51, Seeger 14, 7:34 to go in quarter four. We'll send it back to studio for commercial break. You're listening to Friday Night Football on 104.9.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
What is your propane company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan with Overpeck Gas Company. Does your propane tank need a new coat of paint? If so, let us know. If it's not practical to paint your tank where it's at, then we can bring you out a freshly painted tank from our new paint booth. Everything needs a little TLC once in a while, and at Overpeck Gas Company, we want to be sure that your propane tank looks great. Your propane tank is a reflection of our commitment to service here at Overpeck Gas Company. Give us a call at 597-2201.
Welcome back. With 7:34, it'll be Seeger kicking off. Anticipate an onside kick, Jake. I guess it'd be a good time as any to use it.
If you have it, if you practice it, might as well. It should be a good practice opportunity to do that. Maybe getting yourself another offensive opportunity.
It's going to be a squib kick. It'll be fielded on the back end. I'm not sure. Looks like that's Kroll, and he goes to the ground. Park Heritage will take over at their 20-yard line. So we mentioned next week, Battle of Vermilion County, South Vermilion at North Vermilion. Elsewhere, Attica will be on the road for a non-conference ball game against Clinton Prairie, and I believe Raymond Jones, who was the previous coach at Fountain Central, left to go to Clinton Prairie. That's an interesting move to
yes.
me. Not sure why, but obviously had a lot of success at Fountain Central. Covington will be on the road for the second week in a row. They will travel to Park Heritage. I think the second week is always interesting, Jake, to see scores in comparison to the first week. Inside handoff to Monick. Nice run. He's going to pick up about 13 on the play for a Park Heritage first down. Fountain Central will play a conference game at Riverton Park. Seeger out of conference will play Benton Central. And then your final conference game, North Vermilion and South Vermilion. We're inside the seven-minute mark here at Seeger High School. We have some finals starting to trickle in. South Vermillion, two better than Covington to open up their year. Last score we had from Attica, it was Red Ramblers, 16 better than Riverton Park. No updates from Fountain Central. Inside handoff to Monick. He's smothered at the line of scrimmage. A short pickup. We'll call it a pickup of one. We'll bring up second and nine. I think for the most part, from what we've seen, Jake, it appears that both teams to this point injury free. So you're always thankful for that. I think for Park Heritage, obviously, awful lot of good things have happened for you tonight. And I think you're always concerned from an emotional standpoint how you will handle things, especially yes. Early. A lot of times emotions can lead to mistakes, but we haven't seen that with Park Heritage. And the experience, I think, of Coach Moore of being in situations like he's been in, obviously the Wolves were very well prepared for this first ball game. Robert's going to be brought down in the backfield. Snap was a little bit high for Coach King and the Patriots. I think you have to feel like you've got a lot of work that needs to get done.
Well, I know they wanted to control the running game a little bit. Opening possession just didn't start off well for them on the offensive side of the ball. They went on a three and out to start off the game. They've had three interceptions, two early in this game, and that's factored into some of the momentum of the game and also their ability to run the football, different play call decisions that he's had to make. But I know he's feeling good about his team. He feels they're a much improved team from last year. They ran into a team tonight. They've shown a lot of speed, a lot of weapons, and you just build from there. You know, football is a funny game, and you want to play in your best at the end of the season when sectional time comes around. So,
and you know, Park Harris tonight with all this speed reminds me a lot of the North Vermillion teams that we've been seeing. And it's come from a lot of players who have shown big play ability. It's going to be a quick kick by Park Heritage up the right side. It takes a bounce in favor of Seeger. Ball will be downed at about the 44-yard line. So as we go from offense to defense, we'll send it back to the studio for a quick break. 51-14. All Park Heritage, 4:17 left from Seeger High School on 104.9 at WAXI.
It's a touchdown when you join this local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969, Futurex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions. Direct hire and temp to hire with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. Good luck to all the area athletes.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Visit the Valley Pro Construction Showroom at 440 North 9th Street in Clinton. Yeah. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Welcome back to Live Action. A nice run by Lasley. Picks up a first down. And looks like it's Stevens in the backfield at the quarterback position. I know a tough loss for Seeger in their scrimmage, Jake. They lost their backup quarterback for an extended period of time, so obviously a good opportunity to find out if you've got a number two. Give him some reps. Get him some opportunities. It will be second and about four. Clock is inside of 3 minutes. Snap is bobbled in the backfield. Able to hand it to the running back. Running back is going to be dropped right at the line of scrimmage. I'd like to thank Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. Edward Jones, financial consultant, Greg Harbison in Clinton. Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington. BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville. Third and four for Seeger. Running back. Takes the direct snap. And he is met in the backfield. Running back is Juan Stoltz. Just a freshman. Also like to thank Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute. Valley Professionals Community Health Centers with 8 locations, including the Mobile Bus and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. So again, invite you to stay tuned to our post-game show sponsored by the Fountain Trust Company. Ball loose on the field. It's going to be recovered by Park Heritage, but the official is indicating it's an incomplete pass. The ball will be turned over. It's an illegal procedure is the call. Penalty is declined by Park Heritage. Ball will be turned over on downs. Clock down to a minute 28. After the game, we have 3 post-game awards we'll hand out. Player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton. High energy lineman of the game, sponsored by Park County REMC. And a Ram Tough hardest hit of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships. I believe we have a... not sure if there's a timeout on the field or what's happening. I know we're getting a lot of new players.
Well, a lot of new players coming to the game. It's nice to see that here. To get some young guys under the lights for the first time, for a freshman especially. First time they're playing on a Friday night under the lights. So that's quite of an experience for them. Park Heritage is lined up in a victory formation here, Jim. Looks like they're just going to take a knee.
I'm guessing about 3 times. Should be enough to run this game out. Clock is down to the 1 minute mark. Play clock is at 20. Well, Stephen will be back with me next week. See, we'll return from the state fair. Hopefully he did well and made a lot of money.
Add another knee. Maybe
that'll do it. Jake will be back on air several times throughout the course of the football season. I think, Jake, you told me you took a basketball coaching position, so it may limit how much we get to use you during that season. One last time, and snap is taken down on a knee, Park Heritage, and the clock will run out. Your final score at Seeger High School, Park Heritage claims the victory, first in the school's history, first on the year. They run the record to 1-0 in the Wabash River Conference with a 51-14 win over the Seeger Patriots. Stay tuned as we'll be back in a short time for our post-game show sponsored by the Fountain Trust Company on 104.9 WAXI.
Looking for medical care? Visit Valley Professionals Community Health Center with locations in Clinton, Terre Haute, Bloomingdale, Cayuga, Crawfordsville, and Rockville. Valley Professionals Community Health Center provides primary health care, behavioral health care, dental care, and other services for all individuals and families. Accepting new patients along with Medicaid, Medicare, commercial insurance, and sliding fee scale. Valley Professionals Community Health Center. Visit valleyprohealth.org. Local health care you can trust.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
This is Park and Vermillion County High School Football on 104.9 WAXI and TrueOldiesWAXI.com. Time now for the Fountain Trust postgame show, presented by the Fountain Trust Company, with 15 locations, including the Rockville IGA Banking Center. Stand by as we'll go over final stats and recap tonight's game. This is Park and Vermillion County High School Football on 104.9 WAXI and streaming live at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Welcome back to our Fountain Trust postgame show. We've gone final at Seeger High School. Park Heritage opens up school history with a huge win, 51-14, over the Seeger Patriots. Just an awful lot of special things tonight, Jake. And I guess we would start with that first game. I know Coach Moore feels like it's a really unique, special opportunity to be able to coach this program for the first time. And I think his experience really played a big role in tonight's outcome, but he's got some athletes on Park Heritage's side of the field.
Yeah, I would echo both of those two comments there, Jim. I mean, I think Coach Moore definitely has a lot of experience, very good coach. I know the offensive line coming into the game was a concern for him in terms of developing that, just because of the size of the kids. He's used to having big linemen with his through his program, and they haven't developed. Didn't have an opportunity to do a lot to develop that. That takes time to do that. And I think he might be a little surprised by the outcome of this game a little bit. I think he probably was confident coming into the game in terms of what he could do, but he didn't know how the kids were going to react or how the kids would gel together. And like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, you could see Park Heritage, as the game went along, start to develop a little bit more of an identity and have confidence with one another, with them out on the field. I mean, keep in mind, some of these kids have been playing football for a while, but they haven't played together. And so to be under the lights for the first time and to have that experience and maybe playing a different position or a different role, and they came to play. Definitely the skill positions came out to show. I think that some of them may be surprised at themselves. A lot of them may not have had the success in the past that they've had in those positions, but they show a lot of promise. Austin Petrillo started the game as a person to receive the ball well, and you just saw a lot of different role players that we'll talk about here tonight in terms of the skill positions. And I know Coach Moore has got to be pleased, and I know the Park Heritage squad is probably pretty excited. Now Coach Moore's task going forward, I think, Jim, is going to be, okay, first game's over with, we had success, now we got to continue to get better, and we'll see how far we can really go and what we can do this year.
Now, we've talked a lot about the skill positions tonight and the depth that Park Heritage has. And I mean, we saw the second team, saw the athletic ability of Porter.
Right.
Goes 50-plus yards on a little screen pass.
Exactly.
And takes it to the house. And Coach Moore understands that developing a program, building a program, starts from the bottom up. Every player, 1 through 47, you mentioned on the rosters, is as important as the other. You may not see as much time on the field, but what you do in practice, what you do in that junior varsity game, has a lot to do with the program being built and having continuity and being consistently good year in, year out. And once again, I think very, very fortunate Park Heritage to get a coach the quality of Coach Moore. And, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that he got the job. He's obviously had success every place that he's been. It was a matter of, is this something that you want to do?
Right.
And that's what he said. He said, you know, he's done a lot of things over the course of his career. He's not started a program, but to go back to starting a program, these are experienced players. It's not like a school starting a football program for the first time and kids not playing football. Obviously, separate last year, both teams had their struggles.
Yes.
Put them together this year, they're going to be pretty competitive in the WRC, I think.
Yes, I agree. From what I saw tonight, definitely so. I mean, even you watch them warm up, you know, some different type of gelling experiences, some new things for the kids in that regard. And a nice moment here at the end of the game, the cheerleaders coming on the field, a group team picture for the first win in Park Heritage history. And in ways, if you think about that, as the years go ahead, this is going to mean a lot to these kids, that they are part of something new. They are part of a new tradition. And, you know, that may, who knows how long that's going to last. And they are start of something. And that has some meaning. And I know Coach Moore is excited about that. And he has to be pleased with it. And I know he's going to go to the film and watch some things and see some things that he's going to be not happy with and fix. But like you said at the broadcast, I mean, there's some depth there. Like, hey, the Porter kid that we've mentioned back, Dawson Porter, the sophomore, he caught a pass on the left side of the field, and it wasn't a 53-yard straight up. It was zigzag across the field, down the sideline, outran a guy. That's pretty special to have that. And it's going to be neat to see how that's going to gel in the future and even the rest of the season for them.
I think you make a good point that there will be a lot of film work being done, and there will be plenty of time for, you know, all the positives. But, you know, as a coach, that there are areas that if you're not doing very well, those are the ones that you've got to focus on, that you've got to get better at, because you hit on it earlier. You want to be playing your best football at the end of the year, not at the beginning. And I know that will be a focus for Coach Moore and his staff. Let's take a break here on our Fountain Trust post-game show. We come back, we'll take a look at stats. We'll update all the scores that we can come up with, and we'll hand out our three post-game awards. Friday night football from Seager High School goes to Park Heritage 51-14 over the Seager Patriots. We'll be right back on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weishide of the Fountain Trust Company. We understand that buying or building your dream home is one of the most important investments you will ever make. Our experienced lending team takes the time to learn about you and provides a mortgage to fit your specific needs. Visit us online or stop by one of our 15 banking locations for more information. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience making shopping for a new pre-owned or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet in Rockville, you'll find an experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to assist you.
Welcome back to Seager High School and our Fountain Trust post-game show. Once again, your final score, Park Heritage all over Seager, 51-14. Let's take a look at our Future X Industries scoreboard. 2A number 1 Southridge beats number 10 Linton, 35-7. Number 1, our 1A number 3 North Central, a big win over West Vigo, 42-12. South Vermillion knocks off Covington 22-20. That was a good ball game. Attica beats Riverton Park 16 to nothing. The Solon Arrows roll over North Knox. Northview with a win over Terre Haute North. A big win for Northview, 35-26. Let's see if we can find anything else here. Vincennes Lincoln over Owen Valley, 44-11. And we had Fountain Central ahead of Southmont by a touchdown at halftime. At halftime at Castle, they lead Terre Haute South 28-7. Jake, let's take a look at stats from tonight's ball game. I know very impressive, especially for Park Heritage.
Yeah, Park Heritage coming on top tonight. Excellent game all the way around from their skill position players. Leading in the rushing attack for the Wolves tonight was Trevor Rapp. I have him down for 8 carries for 151 yards. That's 18.8 yards a carry. He had 2 rushing touchdowns, one for 83 yards and one for 56 yards. Logan White did an excellent job scrambling around here tonight in the first half especially. He had 7 carries for 76 yards. Also contributing to the running attack was Tristan Monick, 3 carries for 17 yards. Clay Barker had 2 carries for 6 yards, and Jake Roberts had 1 carry for no yards. Logan White led the way for the passing attack for the Wolves. He was 13 of 20 for 195 yards. He was had 4 touchdown passes. We had Jake Roberts for 1 pass for 53 yards. Additionally, we had receiving-wise, Austin Petrillo led the way with 4 receptions for 51 yards. Ben Link had 2 catches for 50 yards. Jalen Krule had 2 catches for 43 yards and a touchdown. Ben Link also had a touchdown, and also did Austin Petrillo. Noble Johnson had 3 catches for 37 yards. Trevor Rapp had 1 catch for 14 yards, and Dawson Porter had 1 catch for 53 yards. Overall, on the offensive side, the Wolves gained 498 yards total offense, 248 in the air, 250 on the ground. For Seager tonight, they were led mainly in the offensive category statistics by Grayson Green, the quarterback. He had 16 carries for 51 yards. Also contributing to the rushing attack was Ethan Lasley. He had 4 carries for 39 yards. Jamison Sprague had 6 carries tonight. I believe he had 30 yards rushing. Also for Seager, Elijah Green had 2 carries, 9 yards. Cale Steven had 2 carries for 15 yards. And Juwan Stoltz had 1 carry for 5 yards. Passing the ball, Grayson Green was 5 of 13 for 145 yards. He had 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. His main target tonight was number 3, Hunter Garrison. He had 4 catches for 33 yards. Kel Steven contributed a 56-yard reception with a touchdown. Jamison Sprague had 1 catch for 28 yards. Elijah Green had 1 catch for 5 yards. And Kane Steven had 2 catches for 23 yards. Overall, the offensive totals, Seager had 167 yards passing, and they also had 112 yards rushing for a total of 279 yards total offense. So definitely, if you look at the offensive statistics, Park Heritage dominated the yardage. Seager had some good drives in the game, dominated some of the time of possession, but Park Heritage came out on top tonight, just too fast for the Seager Patriots.
And I think that's a good point. Time of possession would have been in the favor of Seager, but it does not always tell the whole story. Great job, Jake. Thanks so much. Let's take a look now at our players of the game, our first player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton. And that goes to junior quarterback of Park Heritage High School, Logan White. 198 yards through the air, 4 touchdowns. He rushes the ball for another 78 yards, scores a touchdown. 276 total yards, Logan White, junior quarterback of Park Heritage High School. Our player of the game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton. Our high-energy lineman of the game, sponsored by Park County RAMC. This was a tough one, folks. There were a lot of good candidates for this one, but we're going with Braden Hardman, senior offensive and defensive lineman for Park Heritage. Very active on both sides of the football. He was an impact player tonight. So congratulations, Braden Hardman, our high-energy lineman of the game, sponsored by Park County RMC. Our Ram Tough hardest hit of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family Dealerships in Clinton. It goes to senior cornerback Ben Link, and the hit he made at the goal line to knock the ball out of the hands of Garrison on a would-be touchdown was huge. Not only does he get the biggest hit of the game, he scores a touchdown receiving, he kicks a field goal, multiple extra points. Just a very good game. Congratulations, Ben Link, senior cornerback, kicker, and wide receiver from Park Heritage High School. Our Ram Tough hardest hit of the game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. Would remind you, next week we will be on the air at about 6:40. We will come live from North Vermilion High School, about Battle Vermilion Counties between South Vermilion and North Vermilion. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors who came on board to support our local high schools. We appreciate all of those listeners who have tuned in tonight. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's contest. Lee, thanks back in the studio for doing an outstanding job. Jake, as always, it's a pleasure working with you. Look forward to it more during the course of the year. Hope you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Once again, congratulations to Park Heritage High School. First win in the history of football, 51-14 over Seager. For Jake Weber, Jim Foster from Seager High School, have a nice weekend.